Start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Welcome into Prince George's Stadium as the Bowie Bay Sox get set to continue their seven-game set with the Richmond Flying Squirrels. After a doubleheader of defeat for the Bay Sox yesterday, they look to get back in the win column and even this set in game four of seven this week. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Andre Magaro here with you, getting you set for first pitch between Bowie and Richmond, just about 20 minutes out from the start of this one. As we said, the Bay Sox looking for a bounce back after winning six of their last seven games going into yesterday's Twin Bill. Bowie had a golden opportunity to move out of last place in the Southwest Division standings here towards the tail end of the first half as they try to garner momentum. But unfortunately, opportunity slipped by the wayside, and it wasn't without a good pitching performance from the Bay Sox. The bats just weren't quite there yesterday for Bowie. In game one, the Bay Sox fell 5-1 with their only offense being a solo home run from Billy Cook in the bottom half of the seventh inning of those two abbreviated seven-inning affairs. And Richmond was able to add one on early in the first inning against Michael Givens and then hit a couple of home runs off reliever Connor Gillespie to take a sizable advantage and ultimately win that one 5-1. In game two, being a pitcher's duel between Kaiwei Tang and Justin Armbruster. Now, Armbruster allowed a leadoff double in the second inning to score on a wild pitch and then a sacrifice fly in the fifth. So despite him going the distance in what was seven very effective innings, where he was able to scatter seven hits and strike out three, and can go the distance in that game for the Bay Sox, he wound up unfortunately being the tough luck loser as Kaiwei Tang had five shutout frames of his own on just 49 pitches before Richmond was able to dig into the bullpen and get the final six outs and walk away winners of both of those. So with that, it does affect the Southwest Division standings as Bowie will stay in last place, now 7.5 out of first and 2.5 away from Richmond, who's in fifth with a record of 27-32. 2.5 games ahead of the Flying Squirrels are Harrisburg, who's 28-30 on the season. They're 3.5 back. Akron, a game over 500, 29-28, sit just two back. Altoona now moves a game behind Erie after the curve fell to Somerset yesterday. They're 30-27, and the Seawolves, with those two extra games played, 32-27. And gives them the one-game edge on the back of a third straight win for them yesterday. It is tight towards the top of the Southwest Division, and that's the way it's been through most of this first half. Three teams within two games of the top spot. Should be an exciting last few weeks. But right now, the Bay Sox just focusing on taking it one game at a time and ending that first half strong. They have a good opportunity to do so today with the lefty Cade Povich on the mound. We'll preview lineups here in a moment. But first, we'll give you a little scene setter for this one. It is a nice day for baseball here at Prince George's Stadium. Very few clouds in the sky, mostly blue overhead, and wind that has died down a little bit from yesterday's action. There were gusts going up to 15, 16 miles per hour out towards center field. It's since been cut in half, around 8, 7 miles per hour, and right now the flag is mostly stationary, but it's blown out towards left center and center field throughout most of the last handful of minutes here. No real chance of precipitation and mostly sunny skies as the temperature will dip towards the mid-70s as the evening progresses. Starting lineups in this one, we talked about Cade Povich being on the hill for the Bay Sox. The Richmond lineup he'll face starts with Wade Meckler, left-handed hitting center fielder, batting leadoff. Then the DH Vaughn Brown hits second, first of three straight right-handers against Povich. Marco Luciano, the shortstop who homered in game one yesterday, hits third. Carter Aldretti, the first baseman who already has two home runs this week, will bat in the cleanup spot. Then the left-handed hitting right fielder, Carter Williams. The right-handed hitting catcher, Brandon Martirano, will hit after him sixth. Then a bottom third of Jimmy Glowecki, the switch hitter, Hayden Cantrell at third base. And Simon Whiteman, the left fielder, round things out against Cade Povich. Povich is looking for a bounce-back start of sorts. He's struggled in his last few, but remember, had a very good outing against a Richmond team that did look a lot different towards the middle and end of April, back on April 29th, where he struck out 10 across five shutout innings. So Povich has been good against the Flying Squirrels, and towards his peak with his talents this season has been very, very effective, but he did allow four earned runs across four innings in Erie last week on six hits before allowing a season-high five earned runs on nine hits through three frames Harrisburg 2 weeks ago. So Povich hoping to bounce back. The Bay Sox send out this lineup behind him tonight with Cesar Prieto leading off and playing shortstop. Joseph Rosa gets his first night off here with Bowie. Kobe Mayo, the third baseman, bats second. John Rhodes will hit third and play right field. Billy Cook will hit cleanup after his home run yesterday. Two already in the series for him. Zach Watson hits fifth and plays left field. Dante Williams in center, batting sixth. T.T. Bowens at first base hits seventh. Back-to-back lefties ended out. Anthony Servideo at shortstop. Tim Susnara doing the catching, batting ninth. It's Ryan Murphy on the mound for Richmond. He's 1-2 on the season with a 5.18 ERA. has been solid. He pitches to a lot of contact, 7 home runs allowed, and opponents hitting over 300 against him. But he doesn't typically go very deep into games. Just about 4 innings the average for him. He pitched 4 innings of 2-run ball here in April against Bowie. We're going to step aside on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, and we come back. We're going to replay our conversation yesterday with Kobe Mayo, talking about his season so far and the good start for him and the bases-clearing triple he had in Game 1 yesterday. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we're joined by Bay Sox third baseman Kobe Mayo. Kobe, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've had a hot stretch here as of late, and particularly all throughout the season. You had the big hit last night, the bases clearing triple, and really the power stroke's been there for you all season towards the top of the double A and extra base hits. Have you been seeing the ball this season? What have you made in your second season at double A so far?
Yeah, it's been going good. I just think I'm trying to keep it simple, swing at some pitches in the zone and putting my best swing on it, not trying to do too much, and just trying to do what I can to help the team out.
Take us through that at bat last night, because you obviously fell behind in the count 0-2, but in particular the last few weeks, your power to the opposite field has been good.
Yeah, I mean, just going up there, trying to find a good pitch to hit, not trying to really do too much, not trying to overswing. You know, even when I'm down, you know, 2 strikes, 0-2 count, I don't really overthink. I try to keep it simple still, and I think I just put in some work, and it's kind of showing right now in the games. Yeah, good swing, and, you know, nice one to get in the outfield.
And as well for the team here in general, a lot of success as of late, winners of 6 of 7. What are the vibes like right now in the clubhouse?
They've been good the whole season, even when we were losing. You know, Camo talked about it. You couldn't really walk into the clubhouse and see that we were, you know, bottom of the Eastern League. It was kind of just put our head down and just kept going and kept putting in work. Vibes are always good. Always, obviously, a lot better when they're winning, but they've been good all season.
And for you personally now, coming back to Double A this season and being able to be healthy as well, because obviously there were some injury problems when you first came up last year. How has that helped you develop? What do you feel like you've learned most now, second time around so far?
I just think you got to be ready to play, but your body's got to be ready first. You know, taking care of your body, and you know, trying to do everything you can to stay on the field, because that's the most important part.
And taking you back through your plate approach, the on-base numbers have been really good as well. You've been drawing walks towards the best of anybody in the league as well. Is it difficult to do that, to have the power swing like you have and still have that patience to wait on your pitch?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is, you know, it's a weird thing, because you're trying to find pitches to hit and you want to be aggressive, because, you know, I'm going to do better when I'm swinging the bat and trying to put up these power numbers. But also at the same time, you know, I don't want to help the pitchers out by giving them, you know, free strikes just because I'm trying to do too much. So, you know, putting in the work in the off season and spring training and just trying to, you know, find the right pitches to hit and, you know, laying off the bad ones.
I've been interested to ask a lot of the position players so far this season what it's like working with hitting coach Sherman Johnson, because he's somebody that's not too far removed from his own playing days. What kind of perspective does that bring into the clubhouse when he's working developing hitters?
Yeah, it's really good having him. You know, he has the player-to-player connection because he, like you said, he just got out of baseball, you know, not too long ago. So, you know, he was in the big leagues. He understands what it's like being in this clubhouse every day and playing. So it's awesome to have him. And, you know, his connection with us is, you know, beyond amazing. So yeah, it's been really, really good.
Something that Billy Cook told me earlier in the season about Coach Johnson is that he's very player to player when it comes to using that advanced data. He'll let guys lean on that if they want to, or stay away from that. Where do you sit at personally on that scale?
Yeah, I think it's, you got to have a good balance between both of them. You want to look at some of those things. You kind of don't sometimes. You kind of just want to go out there and play. Numbers can only go so far. So I think you got to go out on the field and play.
We're here with Kobe Mayo, Bay Sox third baseman, on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Kobe, you want to talk about your defense as well at the hot corner. It's been very sharp, in particular this last month or so. That road trip up to Akron a few weeks ago, they were keeping you busy, and that really seemed to be a big series for you as well defensively. So getting able to play that third base position day in, day out now this season, what have you thought of your defensive game so far?
Yeah, I think it's been solid. I think there's always room to improve. Anytime you're, you know, going well or going bad, there's always some adjustments you want to make. But I've been working hard at that position for numerous of years now with coaches, from the big league level to DJ, the minor league coordinator. So, you know, just trying to keep it simple over there. It's kind of like hitting. You don't want to think too much. You kind of just want to, you know, you go out there and take, you know, reps during practice. You kind of just want to try to, you know, make them as game-like as you can, so that when in the game you're not too you're not trying to do too much. It's been a good run, just trying to keep that going.
Turning things back towards the offensive part of the game, you've been sitting in that two hole a lot this season. You've had the opportunity to work around some talented offensive players. First of all, Heston Kerstad, the first half of the season. He's somebody who shared your draft class in 2020, and it took him a little time to catch up, but he was back here beginning of this season. What was it like to get to play with Heston finally?
Yeah, it was good. You know, I always like playing with new players. You know, I played with a bunch of guys throughout my few years so far in the minor leagues. You know, it's fun. It's different. You know, new teammate, a new kind of vibe to everyone. You know, he was my roommate, so it's also cool seeing how he is at home and at the field. It was cool having him here, and, you know, happy he got to go up and get a chance to play in Triple A.
And also Cesar Prieto sharing that spot around the lineup in that top third with you. You spent a lot of time with him here in Double A. What can you say about Cesar's ability and really just the guy in the clubhouse that maybe you guys don't get to see every time as he's worked his way through here?
Yeah, it was nice having a glimpse of him last year in High A. He's a great clubhouse guy. You know, he works really hard every day learning English and doing what he can, and it's been great to see his growth with that. And he's a character, and we love being around him. You know, he's an awesome dude on the field too. He brings the energy, and he holds himself to a high standard and wants to, you know, work as hard as he can to, you know, he's playing for a lot.
We're here joined by Bay Sox third baseman Kobe Mayo on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Kobe, just a couple more questions for you. We'll turn it towards a little fun now off the field. If I understand correctly, you're a Florida Panthers fan on the ice. I'm not sure where your basketball allegiance lies, but obviously a couple of teams down in Florida that made some late runs this year. Unfortunately, the Panthers came up just short, but what was it like getting to watch them in their Stanley Cup run this year? It had to be some fun.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a huge Panthers, Heat, Dolphins fan, you know, since I was a little kid. And Panthers never really had a lot of success growing up. The Heat have had success, but watching the Panthers in that run this year was really awesome. And I was really happy to see them in the organization take that step in the right direction. You know, obviously it didn't go the way they planned it in the Stanley Cup, but, you know, I think they'll be back, and, you know, you got to just improve, and now they got that experience.
Football season's around the corner. How do you feel about the Finns this season?
No, I'm really excited. I mean, watching football is the best with my family, and, you know, it's fun to be home during that season and, you know, not have to worry about baseball and football, because sometimes it can be really stressful.
A final question for you here, Kobe. Do you have a favorite moment from this season? Could be something on the road, on the field, off the field. What's been your favorite moment in 2023 so far?
I just think the walk-offs with the guys. You know, we had a few walk-offs this year. It's always fun with the team celebrating and, you know, coming to the clubhouse and, you know, just having a good time after a walk-off win, because that's the most special thing.
Well, hopefully more celebrations to come as the Bay Sox continue their series this week with the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Kobe, we thank you for taking the time
to hop
on the show.
Thank you.
That was Bay Sox third baseman Kobe Mayo. When we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, we'll get you set for Bay Sox baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It's another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It kicks off on the 16th with our DL Hall poster giveaway for the first 750 fans and our Knock Cancer Out of the Park night on Saturday. Back-to-back fireworks each night and celebrate your Father's Day on the 18th with a pregame catch on the field. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back here at Prince George's Stadium on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as the Bay Sox get set to resume their series playing the 4th of 7 this week against the Richmond Flying Squirrels. We'll take you through the lineups here one more time as we get set for some baseball. Wade Meckler set to lead things off for Richmond, the left-handed hitting center fielder against southpaw Cade Povich on the bump for Bowie. Worth noting, just two lefties in the Richmond lineup tonight as they've dropped a couple of their other lefties that have played regularly throughout the series. Vaughn Brown, the DH, is the first of three straight right-handers. He's batting second. Marco Luciano, the shortstop who homered in yesterday's game one of the two-gamer, will play shortstop again and hit third. Carter Aldretti, first baseman, bats cleanup. He already has two home runs this week, and then it's another true lefty in Carter Williams out in right field batting fifth. Brandon Martirano is a catcher. He hits sixth. Jimmy Galecki, the second baseman, hits seventh. Hayden Cantrell, the switch hitter, at third, bats eighth. And Simon Whiteman out in left field will bat ninth. Cade Povich is on the mound for the Bay Sox, looking for a bit of a bounce back. As we said in the first segment, Povich is 4-5 on the season with a 5.55 ERA. There's a lot of fives in there. But Povich is looking to bounce back after allowing 9 earned runs in his last 7 innings. But you'll remember what he did here against Richmond at Prince George's Stadium in April. 5 shutout frames, 10 strikeouts, was Eastern League Pitcher of the Week. For the Bay Sox, here's how they line up. Cesar Prieto will lead off and play shortstop. Kobe Mayo, the third baseman, bats second. John Rhodes in right field hits third. And Billy Cook, the DH, will bat cleanup. Zach Watson in left field hits fifth. Dante Williams, the center fielder, hits sixth. The bottom third of T.T. Bones at first base. And then back-to-back left-handers, Anthony Servideo at shortstop, and Tim Susnara, the catcher, rounds out for Bowie. It's right-hander Ryan Murphy on the mound for Richmond, a top 30 Giants prospect. He's 1-2 this season with a 5.18 ERA. Murphy has not gone particularly deep into his starts and has been hit around a touch, but he did have a decent outing against Bowie here in game 2 of that doubleheader that was played on April 29th. Povich started game 1 of that doubleheader with his 5 shutout frames. He went 4 innings, allowed 2 runs, one of which were earned with a walk and 4 strikeouts. He is, however, coming off his best start of the season. He hasn't pitched deeper than 4 frames yet this season, but he did throw 4 shutout innings at home last week against Altoona, allowing 4 hits, walking 2, and striking out 2 as well. A beautiful day for baseball, 80 degrees, not too many clouds in the sky, and the wind that has died down from yesterday, around 6-7 miles per hour, blowing out towards center field. Should be a beautiful day for some baseball. As the Bay Sox take the field, we'll get set for the call. Matt Sabatis has it for you when we come back to Prince George's Stadium here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
From Prince George's Stadium, it's game four of this seven-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. One lengthy rendition of the national anthem right there, Andre, as Cade Povich gets set to warm in the mound for the Bay Sox. The starting lineup for the Richmond Flying Squirrels that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Wade Meckler, followed by Vaughn Brown, the designated hitter, batting second. Marco Luciano is the shortstop, batting third. Carter Aldretti at first base cleans up. Carter Williams is in right field batting fifth. Brandon Martirano is the catcher batting sixth. Jimmy Glowinski at second base bats seventh. Hayden Cantrell is the third baseman batting eighth. And Simon Whiteman is in left field batting ninth. The Squirrels are the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They're managed by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Paul Asaguera, Corey Alasic, and Lipso Nava. Richmond on the season is 27-32, a two-game winning streak, 5-5 over their last 10 and 10-16 when playing on the road. Richmond is fifth in the six-team Southwest Division, five games out of first place. Again, the Richmond lineup features Meckler, Brown, Luciano, Aldretti, Williams, Martirano, Glowenke, Cantrell, and Whiteman, all to face off against left-handed pitcher Cade Povich on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie, 309 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field, and as Andre had mentioned, a windless early evening, a very lovely early evening. Lights not yet on, as we've got plenty of sunlight splashing down, but with some very light clouds that have practically overcast the entire sky. I still want to call it sunny pretty much, but it seems like we've got gray above. It is still a very warm day. As the left-handed batter Meckler will dig into the box, a 294 average in a 739 OPS in nine games. One double, no triples, no homers yet, eight runs batted in. Just his second game for the Squirrels this week, as he'll face with the lefty Povich to start. Third base will play in. Infield shades a bit onto the pull side for the lefty as Povich is ready. Ball in glove at the chin. Drops to the waist, kicks high, and fires the first pitch home. It's an off-speed. Called for strike in the lower outside edge of the zone. And we're underway at 6:39 p.m. on a 79-degree, mostly sunny day here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie. As the 0-1 pitch comes in, and Meckler watches fastball called for strike. Still sits pretty much middle of the plate, but a little bit lower this time. Still easily in the zone, and it runs the count quickly to nothing and two. Only two left-handers in the lineup for Richmond today, as the 0-2 is the curveball. Misses too far down and away that time on Meckler.
He's 1-for-10 against fellow southpaws this season. It's him and Carter Williams, the only two left-handers in the lineup. Richmond has three lefties on their bench. As Povich holds, looks in at the chin to Susnara, shakes his head in agreement, turns and fires the 1-2, and it's skied foul out of play left side. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. Doubleheader yesterday, so the tough part of this seven-game series out of the way, but the tough part of the 14-game in 13-day stretch is still on the horizon. I say the tough part is probably getting through the first series in general, and then you have to go on the road. Next pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, down and away, and Povich starts with a strikeout. Let's tell you about the rest of the Bowie defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Zach Watson, Dante Williams, John Rhodes, Kobe Mayo at third, Cesar Prieto at short, Anthony Servideo at second, T.T. Bowens at first, and Tim Susnara catches behind the plate for Cade Povich on the mound. As Vaughn Brown digs in, 266 average and an 840 OPS. First pitch, and he swings and misses. Late hack and an off-speed outside. It's nothing and one to start. 17 games for Brown, 4 doubles, 2 triples, 2 homers, 9 runs batted in. As Povich deals the X, and it's swung on and missed again outside. Povich getting some early swinging strikes to go along with a couple of early called strikes on Wade Meckler there. Already seems to be a very good mix, and we're not even 10 pitches deep into the outing. Brown 1-for-8 so far this series, does have a steal and a run batted in. As Povich looks in, hoping for a 3-pitch punch out. Waits for some time, with ball in gloves still at the chest, and finally delivers. And it's sprayed foul over the netting right side, as Brown was able to just get a piece up and away. Count stays at nothing and two. But it was a doubleheader sweep yesterday for the Squirrels, and it saw very little offense from Bowie. Richmond scored in the first inning of Game 1 and the second inning of Game 2. Bowie only scored one run all 14 innings. 0-2 pitch. Just misses up and away. Fastball from Povich runs into a ball and two strikes. Cade Povich, a 6'3", 185-pound left-hander, traded over from Minnesota at the deadline last season, part of the Lopez deal, as the 1-2 pitch is checked on inside, called strike three. Home plate umpire makes the ring, and Brown is down on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs for Cade Povich, and now Marco Luciano will bat. You're looking at something there, Andre. What are you catching?
I think Vaughn Brown has, like, a hood on over his face that you wear, like, when the weather is cold, like the Jordan Westbrook.
Well, you look at his headshot. He's got something protecting his neck there. He must be a chilly guy.
79 degrees.
Here's the first pitch to Marco Luciano. Misses up and away. It's 1-0 to start. 216 average, an 819 OPS in 35 games for Luciano. 7 doubles, no triples, 9 homers, 25 runs batted in. Here's the 1-0. Fastball called for strike at the knees. It's 1-1. Povich on the season for Bowie. 4-5 record, a 5.55 ERA, 11 games, all starts for the Bay Sox. As the 1-1 offering is a breaking ball, just misses high. Really looked like it could have gone, but I think Luciano's height probably played into that. One, he only stands at 6'1". 2-1. 47 innings for Povich, leads the league with 69 strikeouts. He's walked 24 batters and allowed 5 home runs. Opponents hitting 262 against. As the 2-1 offering is a breaking ball, still up and away. First 3-ball count. It was the first 2-ball count for Povich as well, but now it's 3-1. But yesterday, a 5-1 loss in Game 1. The Bay Sox were 2 outs away from being shut out in the first game before Billy Cook hit a solo home run in the bottom of the 7th. 3-1 pitch, and it swung on and missed. Change up outside, and it runs it full here on Luciano. And the Bay Sox did get shut out in Game 2. Only 3 hits and only 1 runner into scoring position. Luciano 0-59 on full counts this year. The payoff. In there, strike 3! Povich strikes out the side, ends it with a fastball on the bottom edge. Bottom of the first coming up here at Bowie. Richmond nothing. Bowie set to bat on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, a perfect first inning for Cade Povich. Struck out the side on 16 pitches. And as we move to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium, Ryan Murphy warms on the mound for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox he'll face looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, you've got Cesar Prieto, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. John Rhodes is in right field. He bats third. Billy Cook, the DH, bats fourth. Zach Watson in left field bats fifth. Dante Williams in center field bats sixth. T.T. Bowens is the first baseman batting seventh. Anthony Servideo at second base bats eighth. And Tim Susnar at catches and bats ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 24-34 on the season, a two-game losing streak, 6-4 over their last 10, as the Bay Sox are still sixth in the six-team Southwest Division, currently 7.5 games out of first place. Again, their lineup, Prieto, Mayo, Rhodes, Cook, Watson, Williams, Bowens, Servideo, Susnara, all to face off against Ryan Murphy on the mound. As the left-hander Prieto digs in, a 360 average and an 882 OPS in 54 games, 11 doubles, 1 triple, 4 homers, 28 runs batted in. The right-hander Murphy sets at the chin, turns and sends home the first pitch. Prieto lifted in the air to deep left field. Whiteman, a couple of half steps back. He'll camp in front of the warning track and make the catch. One up, one down as the Bay Sox quickly get going here with Cesar Prieto put out. Here's Kobe Mayo to bat. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Simon Whiteman, Wade Meckler, Carter Williams, Hayden Cantrell at third, Marco Luciano at short, Jimmy Glowenke at second, Carter Aldretti at first, and Brandon Martirano catches behind the plate for Ryan Murphy on the mound. First pitch into Kobe Mayo is called for strike. Chest high changeup, and the count starts out at nothing and one. 286 average for Mayo this season, a 929 OPS in 56 games. As the 0-1 offering is checked on, slider down and away. They'll appeal to the base umpire, who says he held up. One ball and one strike now here on Mayo. Four for 10 so far this series for the Bay Sox third baseman. As the 1-1 is way too far outside, slider runs the count to two balls and one strike. Bases empty, one out, a scoreless bottom of the first as Murphy sends the next and it bounces in 3-1. Let's tell you a little bit about the starter, Ryan Murphy. 6'1", 175-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Poughkeepsie, New York. Fifth-round selection in the 2020 draft out of Le Moyne College. That's in his home state. 3-1. Mayo watches a called strike on the lower inside edge. He thought he might have had ball four there, but as soon as it crossed home, he realized it had stayed just above the knees. So run it full here. Mayo on the season hitting 222 on a full count. But a good walk rate. Has a good OPS thanks to that walk rate. Nearly 40% of the time on full counts. Payoff pitch. And he cranks it deep out to left field. Whiteman looks up. This one's gone. Kobe Mayo says goodbye. Clears the scoreboard. And the Bay Sox lead 1-0 in the first. 110. 433 feet from home plate. Ninth homer of the season for Mayo. That's exactly what the Orioles want to see. I remember last season. I think that's the hardest batted ball we've seen this season. I remember last season, Gunnar Henderson had hit a home run at 112. It left the park on more of a line drive trajectory. That one by Mayo was demolished. Incredible blast. First pitch to John Rhodes misses down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. 250 average for Rhodes this season, 762 OPS in 44 games. Here's the next, and he watches it miss outside. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. 10 doubles, 2 triples for Rhodes, 4 home runs, 27 runs batted in. He saw his 29-game on-base streak come to a close last night in the back end of the doubleheader as the 2-0 pitch is called strike on the outside edge. It's 2-1. Rhodes had moved into a tie with Heston Kerstad for the longest on-base streak by any batter in the Eastern League this season. So now they share that mark this year. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. Off speed down, and it runs the count to two balls and two strikes now. Ryan Murphy, 1-2 record, a 5.18 ERA in 12 games, 10 starts for Richmond. Fires the 2-2, and it's way high a fastball. Back-to-back full counts here on Ryan Murphy, first to Mayo. That was Mayo's fourth homer on a full count, too. That's why his OPS is so high on those 3-2 pitches. Payoff to Rhodes, and he swings and misses on a slider down and away. Rhodes' OPS is only about half as much as Kobe Mayo's when working with a full count this year. First strikeout for Ryan Murphy, and two outs here in the first for Billy Cook to bat. Bay Sox in their home white jerseys today, white pants, white cap, and the black cursive Bay Sox on the front of the jersey. Squirrels in their black alternate RVA jersey today, gray pants and a red cap. White block letters for RVA Richmond, Virginia on the front. First pitch to Billy Cook is called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. 236 average for Cook this season. 712 OPS in 51 games. 10 doubles and a triple. 6 homers, 26 runs batted in. Next pitch called strike at the knees. It's nothing and two. Cook has had a heck of a week. 5-for-9, 2 homers. But he has only driven in 3 runs. And all 3 Ribby have been on home runs. Game-tying 2-run blast the other night. Solo home run in yesterday's opener of the Twin Bill as the 0-2 pitch is way too far outside. Bounces by the catcher, 1-2. Only 36 strikeouts for Murphy this season in 41 2/3 innings. 21 walks. The home run he gave up to Mayo was his 8th of the year. It's his second appearance against Bowie. He started a doubleheader game back in late April, fired 4 innings of 2-run ball, only one of which was earned. Richmond won that game 6-4. He's not gone too long in any of his starts. He's actually not even entered the 5th inning as the next pitch misses outside to Cook. Run the count to 2-2 now. Bases empty, 2 outs. Bowie up 1-0 in the first. As the 2-2 is popped in the air to third, but it's shallow. Luciano running back on it. The shortstop makes the catch in left field, and that ends the inning. But what a blast by Kobe Mayo. Probably one of the hardest hit balls we're going to see all season. And it gives Bowie the 1-0 lead as we move into the second inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Back after this on Capital Gold WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capital Gold WNAV.
Well, once again, welcome into Prince George's Stadium. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you as we move to the second inning. Bowie up 1-0 with Carter Aldretti set to bat here for Richmond. It was a perfect first for Cade Povich, and you'd like to keep that pace going. On 16 pitches, he struck out the side. First pitch to Aldretti is swung on and missed outside, and just like that, Povich does look like he's on that same pace. 245 average for Aldretti, a 718 OPS in 55 games. 11 doubles, no triples, 8 homers, 28 runs batted in. He does have 2 homers this week. In fact, that's his only 2 hits. As the 0-1 is too far up and away, count goes to a ball and a strike now here on Aldretti. After him, it'll be Carter Williams, then Brandon Martirano. A 110-mile-an-hour missile from Kobe Mayo. as the 1-1 pitch misses high, 2-1. Then Mayo homer, giving the Bay Sox the early 1-0 edge. Povich is coming off of a string of short outings for the Bay Sox, and they really want him to finish 5 today. As the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed outside, running even at 2-2. Last time Povich had fired 5 full innings for Bowie was May 23rd. He was the Tuesday-Sunday starter in Akron that week, and that was on the Tuesday. The Sunday, he only fired 4 1/3 and gave up 5 earned runs, a season's high. Bases empty, still nobody out. Povich tries to make it 4 in a row to start the game. 2-2. And it swung on and missed for strike 3. Change up down from Povich. 4 strikeouts to start the day for the left-hander. Now, this is already a phenomenal start for Povich. Glorious. But I had mentioned that Gunnar Henderson home run in response to Kobe Mayo's missile. I want to give context to that Henderson home run, and it does provide context to this great start for Cade Povich. As the first pitch to Carter Williams is lifted foul out of play left side, it's 0-1. 258 average for Williams, 715 OPS in 38 games this season. So Henderson's home run last season was against Akron, and it was very early in the year, because remember, Henderson had gotten called up at the start of June. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses down and away. It's 1-1. Akron had a phenomenal starting pitcher. Honestly, superhuman. Daniel Espino. I don't think he's been able to pitch much, though, since the midway point of last season, just due to injury. Yeah, he's on the 60-day right now. 1-1. Curveball fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2 now. Espino struck out the first 11 batters of the game. Andre's eyes just got extremely wide, and since his microphone is off, he can't tell you how astonished he is, but let me explain it to you. He's beyond astonished right now. Here's the 1-2, and it's in there for strike 3. 5 in a row from Povich to get it started. Fastball grabs the upper outside corner. Well, Povich is on his way to making a good run at Eastern League Pitcher of the Week for the third time this season, if he's going to keep up this rate. Yeah, Espino has not pitched since 2022. He made 4 starts for Akron, a 2.45 ERA. First pitch to Brandon Martirano is fouled back to the screen. Count starts out at 0-1. 178 average for Martirano, a 585 OPS in 14 games. 2 doubles, no triples, a homer, 4 runs batted in. 0-1. And a breaking ball misses too far down and inside. 1-1 here on Martirano. Espino struck out 14 batters that day against Bowie. It was actually his only win of that entire season, because, again, he only made 4 starts. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball, called strike in the upper outside corner of the zone. 1-2 now. Espino had struck out 35 batters in 18 and a third innings before he went down with injury. I know I'm fawning over those numbers, but you ask Kyle Moore, and he said it plenty of times already. That was probably one of the toughest pitchers the Bay Sox have ever seen. 1-2 pitch is called strike 3. Another breaking ball up and away, and Povich strikes out the side for the second consecutive inning. Bottom of the second coming up here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 1-0 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms.
but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Of the second here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox lead 1-0 over Richmond. Matt Sabatis and Andre Magero with you with Zach Watson due up to bat here for Bowie. Watson, Dante Williams, and T.T. Bowens will get going as Bowie leads 1-0. Electrifying start for Cade Povich so far. Six up, six down, all strikeouts as Watson will try and add on to the lead. 229 average and a 725 OPS. First pitch, and he nubs it back to the mound. Two bounces where it's picked just to the right of the rubber by Ryan Murphy. He's going to pick it and throw to first. Carter Williams over in right field trying to back that throw up, lost his hat. He must have had a late break and just gotten sprinting for it. But it's a 1-3 putout as Watson gets started here. Dante Williams now will step into the box for Bowie. Second consecutive inning that the leadoff batter went after the first pitch. Cesar Prieto flew out to left field back in the first. Here's Williams, 191 average, 630 OPS in 45 games. First pitch is called a strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Nine doubles and a triple, two homers, 23 runs batted in for Williams this season. Hitting over 340 here in June as the 0-1 pitch misses down and in. It's one ball and one strike. Well, I'd said it a bit earlier how Ryan Murphy does not go very long in a lot of his starts. Hasn't gotten into the fifth inning at all this season as the 1-1 pitch is fouled off left side. One ball and two strikes now. And Richmond is not hurting for bullpen arms right now. Not by any means. Across the entire doubleheader yesterday, they only used two relievers. Same could be said about the Bay Sox, too. Thanks in part to, I mean, in reality, we really only used one reliever. Since Michael Givens had started game one on rehab, and Connor Gillespie, usual tandem pitcher, had fired a bulk of the first game. Thanks to Justin Armbruster's complete game in game two, Tyler Birch was really the only reliever Bowie used. As the 1-2 pitch hits Williams down and in, he got his foot. That was the most muted reaction I think I've ever seen on a hit by pitch. Here's T.T. Bowens. Here's TT, 264 average, first pitch to him is a fastball called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. 862 OPS in 22 games, seven doubles, no triples, three homers, six runs batted in. So Williams over at first base now. Bowens waits some time for the 0-1. He finally calls for time, wanting to get his pacing back up. I keep all my stats. I don't keep track of this one, Andre, so help me out. How many times has Dante Williams been hit by a pitch? Because I feel like it's been a handful. Next pitch. Fouled off into the netting right side. Count goes to nothing at two. You're on a timer.
Give me a second. Four. Five. That was the fifth one.
Okay. That sounds right. Does he lead the team? He takes off. The 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. Throw to second is going to beat him. He's out. Great throw in by Brandon Martirano. Seemed like a decent jump from Williams. I'm not sure he was able to get fully up to speed. That's the first time that Martirano has caught a runner stealing. The third total attempt against him this season goes to four. So as it goes to one ball and two strikes, instead of runner at first and one out, it's bases empty, two outs. Next pitch, and Bowen swings and misses on a slider down and away for strike three. So the inning is over, a one-out hit by pitch. Not much for Bowie, but they still lead 1-0 as we go to the third. Back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org, that's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org, to schedule today.
Well, fans, every Thursday, just like today here at Prince George's Stadium, is Bay Sox Live Happy Hour at the ballpark. Live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30. They had some lawn games as well, some cornhole out past the left field concourse. It's all sponsored by Bud Light. Get your tickets for Bay Sox Live Happy Hour at baysox.com. Third inning, Bowie leads 1-0 with Jimmy Glowenke leading off for Richmond. 250 average, a 643 OPS, and the first pitch to him is an off-speed that misses outside. 1-0 to start. 12 games for Glowenke, 3 doubles, no triples, no homers, 2 runs batted in. 1-0 pitch, and it's grounded to third. The first non-strikeout from Cade Povich. Kobe Mayo grabs it and throws to first base. So 6 up, 6 down for Povich on strikeouts alone. Notably of that, only 2 of them were swinging. I think that's even more incredible. 4 called strikes. And Jimmy Glowenke ends that streak by grounding out to third base.
It is a weight off my shoulder, because I was worried second time coming through in the fourth inning that I would be the jinx in the top of the fourth inning. So,
well, here's Aiden Cantrell. First pitch is a breaking ball down and in. It's 1 ball and no strikes to start. That is only the third time that Povich has started behind 1-0, though, on the 8 batters he's faced. 213 average for Cantrell, 714 OPS in 55 games, 1-0. And it's knuckled foul into the netting right side. Count goes to a ball and a strike now. 7 doubles and a triple for Cantrell. 3 homers, 16 runs batted in. Don't worry, you've still got 3 innings to be a jinx of something, Andre. We just have to wait and see what it is. At the rate Povich is going, you very well still could be. 1-1 pitch. Curveball just misses down. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike now. 4-pitch mix for Povich. That curveball is bread and butter in terms of off-speed offerings. He also has a slider and a changeup to go with his fastball. And a windless afternoon here in Bowie. 2-1. And it's fouled off of home plate. Rolls over toward the Richmond side of things. Third base side. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes now. As Bowie leads 1-0 here in the third. 433-foot home run by Kobe Mayo back in the first inning. I don't know where they got 3-1 on the scoreboard. It's 2-2. Umpire tried to correct him. They're not paying attention. As the 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. 7th strikeout against his first 8 batters for Cade Povich.
Now batting the left fielder number 40, Simon Whiteman.
And now here's Simon Whiteman. Povich's season high is 10. He's done that twice. Once was against Richmond. 5 scoreless innings against the Squirrels about a month and a half ago earned him Eastern League Pitcher of the Week. His career high is 11, happened back when he was in the Twins organization. First pitch into Simon Whiteman is an off-speed, called for strike in the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. On this first trip through the order, Povich is really placing the pitches well in the top half of the zone for called strikes. Hopefully on the second trip through the order, that doesn't burn him, though, because I can just get a sinking feeling that maybe it would. I'm not certain, but I get that feeling as the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Well, am I way off there, or do you think that it might be possible?
Well, we saw a similar attack from another Bay Sox pitcher yesterday.
1-1 pitch. And it's called for strike in the lower outside corner this time, 1-2.
And granted, didn't have the same results, but Connor Gillespie was going up in the zone very often yesterday. He hung a couple of breaking balls. They both wound up going out of the ballpark. So Povich does have to be careful with that big curve.
But so far in his first trip, he's been perfect. 1-2. And it's fouled off. Third base side, a little roller. There's not been a single hard hit ball, even foul, against him so far. I think just about every foul ball has stayed within the coaching boxes on the first and third base side. Bases empty, two outs. Povich looking for nine up, nine down to start. The 1-2. Curveball way too high. Two balls and two strikes. But efficiency is there too. Ninth batter, this is only the third time that he's worked a two-ball or three-ball count. Now the 2-2. And it's lined out toward right field. Rhodes, a quick jump on it. He'll run it down and make the catch up near the chin. Another three-up, three-down inning for Povich, but it only features one strikeout. Ew. We're on to the bottom of the third. Bowie leads 1-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the third here at Prince George's Stadium. A 1-0 Bowie lead as they've got 8-9-1 set to bat. Anthony Servideo, Tim Susnara, and Cesar Prieto. Ryan Murphy back to work. He's actually had a very efficient day. 27 pitches over two innings. Only threw 9 pitches in the second, thanks in part to a caught stealing. First pitch into the lefty, Servideo, and he bounces it off of home plate foul. Count starts out at 0-1. Plenty of first pitch strikes out of the gate for Murphy, too. That's what's kept his day strong. Eight batters, only one 1-0 count. And that was to John Rhodes, who struck out. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses down, splits the umpire's wickets, goes back to the screen, one ball and one strike. 182 average for Servideo, 459 OPS in 27 games. Four doubles, no triples, no homers. Five runs batted in. Here's the 1-1. And he swings and misses in an off-speed offering outside. One ball and two strikes. And time called by Servideo. You know, this Richmond lineup has gone through already a fairly notable metamorphosis here in the first half, as the 1-2 pitch is grounded high to first base. Two bounces where it's picked to the side by Aldretti. He's only about two paces from the bag himself. Retires Servideo unassisted, and now Tim Susnara will bat. And if you heard some of our conversation with Kyle Moore at the start of this series, it was pretty clear the way he saw it, and I definitely agree with him, is that the philosophy has almost changed for moving guys up in the Giants system. First pitch to Tim Susnara, misses up and away, 1-0. 150 average for Susnara, 494 OPS in 13 games, as Bowie leads 1-0 in the third. I mean, there are guys on the Richmond roster from back in April as his next pitch is grounded to short. Eats up Luciano a bit, but he gets it up toward the gut. Recovers against the wrist and throws to first base in time, 6-3, as Susnara is retired. Quickly two gone. There are players that were on the Richmond roster when these two teams met in April that are in the big leagues right now. Luis Matos was one of the most noteworthy ones.
Him and Patrick Bailey.
Patrick Bailey, too. There's such a different way that the Giants are moving players. Last season, they kept the roster pretty much the same all year. First pitch to Pareto, and he shows bunt, but bunts it foul into the netting left side. Surprise lost, and the count starts out at nothing to one. Pareto flew out to left field on the first pitch he saw to lead off the first inning. 15th game for Pareto in a leadoff spot for Bowie this season. He's been fine. The Bay Sox have definitely experimented with their leadoff batters this year. 0-1 pitch. Misses down, and it's one ball and one strike. But yeah, I feel like that youth has led to Richmond having such a similar record to Bowie this year. The Bay Sox have a lot of youth as well. As the 1-1 pitch is popped up foul, third base side. This one's going to get out of play. One ball and two strikes.
Well, to your credit, when you talk about changing of the guard and lack of experience at the level, four of the nine players in the Richmond lineup tonight, less than 20 AA games.
That's very notable for a lot of reasons. The Bay Sox have been that way for quite some time, but they started to turn it around back in the Erie series once they had brought on more experienced bats. And when I say experience, I just mean more time in AA. 1-2 pitch. Again, lifted foul out of play. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. I was mentioning Prieto getting leadoff reps. He does have the second most games in leadoff for Bowie, trailing Heston Kerstad, who had 22. But Bowie has used seven different batters in the leadoff slot this season, over just under 60 games. Another 1-2, lifted deep out to the left field corner. Whiteman running back to the warning track, and a last-second outstretched arm pulls it in before crashing up against the wall. Pareto really gave that one a charge, but just not enough. Three up, three down inning, and we're on to the fourth. Andre is the play-by-play next on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, a pitcher's duel in the purest sense as we enter the top of the fourth at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox lead the Flying Squirrels 1-0. First pitch hit on the ground by the leadoff man, Wade Meckler. Second time through the top of the lineup for Richmond. It's gobbled up by Servideo out at second. Flings the first, a 4-3 put out on one pitch for Cade Povich, and there's one down in the fourth. That's now the first 10 retired consecutively by the Bay Sox left-handed starter on the mound. Povich struck out the first six batters he faced in this game. He sits with seven overall through three and a third now. One out and the base is empty for the right-handed hitting DH Vaughn Brown. And the first pitch to him pumps his own for a called strike. And the off-speed offering, it starts him out at nothing and one. Povich has been getting a bundle of looking strikes. Is four of his seven strikeouts have been looking. The next one knuckled the other way to second again. Servideo deep at second, pinched up the middle. will vacuum it in and make another accurate throw over to first. So a couple of ground outs, two outs on three pitches for Povich, and there's quickly two down here in the fourth. Cade Povich is working quickly. He's working efficiently now. That's a big key for him, as two outs and the base is empty now for Marco Luciano. All three batters scheduled to hit in this frame for Richmond that have hit already struck out against Povich in the first inning. First pitch called strike. Top of the zone with the off-speed. It bends back over the top edge, and it's 0-1 here to Luciano. He went down looking on a full count to end the top half of the first. Povich peers in. Out of the windup, the lefty deals the 0-1, and it's popped up. Foul ground right side. Bowens giving it a look up against the railing of the Bay Sox dugout. It's about two rows deep behind the dugout. Out of play. The count's nothing and two. Well, this would be a very quick inning for Povich if he's able to get the end man here up 0-2 on Luciano. And that could very much help him, because the only downside when you're pitching to this many strikeouts is it's naturally going to progress your pitch count. Povich is still fine. He's still south of 50 pitches, but a quick inning like this definitely does wonders for you. 0-2. And Luciano watches fastball high, about eye-level height. He takes in the counts 1 and 2. Lefty stands in. And now the 1-2 pitch. Off speed, up and away. Couldn't quite get the break on the curveball that time. Counts 2 and 2 here to Luciano. Bowie leading 1-0 here in the top half of the fourth with two outs and the bases empty. Povich stares in, peeks over the glove, and now deals the 2-2. Check swing fouled, hard off to the right side, off the top of the sweet level, and bounds back into the upper bowl seating area. The count stays. So we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch is blooped foul again right side. It'll get out of play once more. A couple of fans chasing towards the bright orange-colored bleachers in the upper seating area. We'll see a seventh pitch of this battle. Povich needed just 3 pitches to get the first 2 outs of the frame. Still a chance for a very quick inning if you can find the end man here in Luciano. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Good movement on the off-speed that broke away from the hitter. That's strikeout number 8 for Cade Povich through 4 shutout frames. Still 1-0 Bowies. We head to the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Beautiful night for baseball at Prince George's Stadium. The LED lights surrounding the park have turned on as the sun begins to set. Very thin, wispy clouds, but it has clouded up most of the sunset down the third base line. As Bowie leads 1-0 here in the bottom half of the fourth. Kobe Mayo leads off. Righty-on-righty matchup against Ryan Murphy. In the first pitch, Mayo takes top of the zone, a called strike. Starts him out at 0-1. Mayo swing, the only scoring in the game so far. A mammoth home run to left field. On a full count back in the first inning. 0-1 pitch. Grounds it this time to third. Backhanded by Cantrell behind the bag. Had time to set his feet. He throws a low bouncer that's dug out on the short hop by Aldretti on the backhand. He's able to nab Mayo 5-3. Good pick from Aldretti over at first. And the leadoff man retired for Bowie here in the fourth. So Mayo sat down. One out on the bases empty here for John Rhodes. Rhodes 0-1. A full count strikeout in the first. And the first pitch to him here is a called strike. Top of the zone slider starts him out at nothing and one right over the outside edge. Murphy working quickly. The next pitch. Rhodes takes again, this time just off the plate. Same pitch, just a little further outside. The count's now even at a ball and a strike. 42 pitches here for Murphy as he gets set to deal the 1-1 to Rhodes. And he hammers it towards center field. Mechler started in, now goes back into the right center alleyway, leaps up the glove, and it goes off the base of the wall on one hop. Rhodes around second. He's digging for third. The relay throw comes in, and it's not in time. Rhodes slides in safely, feet first, with a triple as the ball crashed off the wall in center field. He's at third base with one out. Third triple of the season for John Rhodes. And he's 90 feet away as the second base Sox run for Billy Cook. Infield comes in for Richmond as Billy Cook steps up, already having himself a good series. He's 0-1 today with a pop out on the infield. First pitch is picked on the backhand by Martirano. He spiked off speed. Had to be stopped by the catcher with Rhodes over at third, but it's kept in front. And the count's 1-0 here to Cook. Mentioned a good series for Cook, though he is 0-1 tonight. 5-10 so far in this spell. Already has two home runs in the series and a big double as well. 1-0 pitch. Cook nips it foul, left side, behind home, and evens the count at a ball and a strike. Cook's really been swinging a hot bat as of late, and he's had a deserved trip up the lineup here, batting in the cleanup spot each of the last 2 days. 8-game hitting streak for Cook. It's double-A high. He reaches for the next pitch, whacks it foul off the netting to the right side behind home. The count's now 1-2. Infield all the way up for the Squirrels. If you're Cook, here with two strikes, can find a way to put the ball past the infield, get a run home. Next pitch, fastball, well outside. Good stop from Martirano, reaching across his body to pluck that one out of the left-handed batter's box. It counts now 2-2 to Billy Cook. Fly ball to the outfield, good, get the job done in most instances as well when you consider the speed of John Rhodes over at third. 2-2, one out, the pitch. Cook watches off-speed low and away, twitched the bat off his shoulder, but kept it back, and the count's full. Yeah. 3-2 pitch. Cook hits it on the ground, past the dive of the third baseman Cantrell into left field for a base hit. John Rhodes will just jog home on an RBI single from Billy Cook, who continues to have a sensational week at the dish. Ninth straight game with a hit for him. RBI number 27. It's 2-0 Bay Sox. Bowie able to cash in on back-to-back hits on Ryan Murphy. Still one out with a runner on first for Zach Watson. Another big week for Billy Cook. Fourth RBI of the series. And field now retreats back as Zach Watson steps up to the dish. 0-1 day for Watson. He bounced out first time. Middle infield is pinched, playing back. Cook dancing off of first base. They'll check on him, backstanding. Wasn't the most aggressive lead for Billy Cook. Was only about a step and a half, 2 steps off the bag, but did have his body leaning outward towards second base. 8-10 on attempted steals so far this season. Aldretti holds him on before the first pitch comes into Watson. He squares, pulls back. It's a called strike. Outer third with the fastball starts him out at nothing and one. Pitch might have been a little outside, Watson. I'll have to come from behind in the count, though. Down 0-1. So Bowie leads 2-0 off the RBI single from Billy Cook moments ago. Next pitch, Watson swinging a miss. Got the curveball down, swung through it, and he's behind nothing and two. We mentioned the pitch count of Ryan Murphy because, as has been a trend for Richmond starting pitchers, in general to him as well, it's not going particularly deep into games as Watson swings at the 0-2 and ticks it into the mitt of the catcher for strike three. Watson doesn't seem to believe it. Thought that ball might have hit dirt before Martirano had secured it with the mitt, but he does go down on strikes. It's per call of the home plate umpire, Tyler Whitty. Third strikeout for Ryan Murphy, two down for Dante Williams. Third baseman Cantrell creeps into the edge of the infield grass. Williams was hit by a pitch first time up as he digs into the left-handed batter's box. Cook continues to dance off first. They'll check back. He's in with a head-first dive on this occasion. Still in plenty of time. But again, Murphy hasn't pitched deeper than four innings in an outing so far this season, and you'd expect at this point him to complete the fourth. See, trend in general that Richmond doesn't let starters go particularly deep, and they do have somebody getting up and starting to throw in their bullpen. First pitch to Williams. He takes. Just a little inside. Counts 1-0 to start to Dante. In fact, last night, Kaiwei Teng was taken out after five shutout innings. He only had 49 pitches. 1-0 pitch. Williams swings, lifts it left side. Foul ground for the third baseman Cantrell. Loses the lid as he goes in towards the top step of the Richmond dugout. The ball ends up two rows deep into the stands as Cantrell, he had to stagger his feet and make sure he didn't go falling down the steps, but he's back up, no worse for the wear, and it's a 1-1 count to Williams. But that outing from 10 gives you an idea of how careful the Giants will be with stretching out their starting pitchers. It was also the first win by a Richmond starter all season. That shows the rarity of them even pitching deep enough into games to qualify. 1-1 pitch. Williams swings and tips it off the glove of Martirano. Falls to home in foul territory on an off speed, and the count goes to 1-2. Just a second action of the series for Williams. He's been hit by a pitch twice, reaching base on both occasions, but 0-4 otherwise. So he's looking to continue to build off his successful month of June. 1-2. He takes upstairs and away. Counts now 2-2 with a fastball just missing. As Cook continues to dance off first, his RBI single plating John Rhodes, who tripled with one out in the frame, as the Bay Sox lead 2-0 near the bottom half of the fourth. They'll check on him again, back with another head first dive. That's the second disengagement of this plate appearance for Ryan Murphy. 2-2 outs, Williams back into the box. Left-handed hitter sticks the bat head out and now wiggles it off his left shoulder. Slightly bent at the knees, the 2-2, runner goes, it's outside for a ball, the throw down is not in time. Good slide by Cook, head first to the back of the base, Luciano was unable to lay down the slap tag. It's a stolen base for Billy Cook, ninth of the season in 11 attempts. He's in scoring position, and now it's a full count to Williams. It's now an opportunity where a base hit with Billy Cook's speed could give the Bay Sox an additional run of support here. 3-2, two outs. Murphy set. Cook will get a head start. And the 3-2's inside. Throw down to third is wide of the bag and not in time again. Cook had a good enough jump to try to take third base. And the throw from Martirano was just a little too far to the left of the third base bag. Cantrell had to come off his position to field it high and allowed Cook to slide underneath safely. So back-to-back pitches with a stolen base for Cook. He now has 10 on the season. It's a walk to Dante Williams. First for Ryan Murphy. They're at the corners with two outs for T.T. Bowens. That'll lead to a mound visit here. We'll take you around the rest of a busy day in the Eastern League while that mound visit takes place. There are two doubleheaders today because of rainouts yesterday. Both those games are still in progress. Bottom of the fourth in New Hampshire, the Fisher Cats, a 6-2 lead over Akron. In Binghamton, the Rumble Ponies lead the Portland Sea Dogs by a 4-2 score. Middle of the first in Harrisburg, Erie leads the Senators with an early run, 1-0. Game two of those other two games will be getting underway shortly. Other scores going on as well. Altoona is taking on Somerset. Bottom of the third, Curve lead 2-0. And at the end of the second in Reading, they're tied up at 2 with the Hartford Yard Goats. Mound visits concluded. T.T. Bowen steps into the right-handed batter's box. Bowens is 0-for-1 today with a swinging strikeout. Murphy stays in to face him. Williams goes on the first pitch. Bowen swings through it for strike one. There won't be a throw down to second base as Williams is in standing. That stolen base is sponsored by Vintage Security. So 0-1 to start. Now 2 in scoring position for T.T. Bowens. Ball had become dislodged from the Flying Squirrels bullpen down the left field line. The bullpen catcher will go fish it out. Brief pause before the 0-1 here to Bowens. Six RBIs on the season for Bowens. Lifts the bat high over his right shoulder. Next pitch fouled off the catcher, Martirano. Juts out to the left of him in foul ground. Looks no worse for the wear. Home plate umpire Tyler Whitty will walk out a fresh baseball to Murphy, give him the catcher some time to shake that one off as it sits 0-2 to Bowens. Bowens had a very hot start in a Bay Sox uniform and has still shown plenty of extra base pop, but strikeouts have gotten to him a little bit as of late. He's still been taking his walks, but in this series is 0-for-6 with 5 Ks. Trying to find a big hit here to give Bowie some more insurance. 0-2 pitch. Watches low and outside. Good stop by Martirano. He's had to reach across his body a couple of occasions to snare a couple of wild sliders with a runner at third. He's done well to keep it in front of him as the count goes to 1-2. Next offering on the way. Bowen swings, lifts it high. Shallow right center field. Goenke, the second baseman, goes out. He's caught off by the right fielder Williams. Loses the cap as he comes dashing in. He's able to camp under it and make the catch in the end. Bowens retired along with the side. Bowie gets an additional run and an RBI single from Billy Cook. 2-0 Bay Sox as we head to the fifth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Top of the fifth from Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox lead the Richmond Flying Squirrels 2-0 as Carter Aldretti, Carter Williams, and Brandon Martirano scheduled to hit second time through against Cade Povich. It's the middle third of the Richmond lineup. And the first pitch from Povich. It's fastball that misses, well, just a little low. Right towards the knees of Aldretti. It starts him out at 1-0 and no strikes. Povich has been masterful so far. Tired the first 12 in order, but he does miss outside here with an off-speed 2-0 to start to Aldretti. 8 strikeouts as well for Cade Povich. It's another stellar outing against Richmond for the left-hander. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Effective with the changeup that time as it ducked underneath the bat path of Aldretti. The count goes to 2-1. Povich working quickly, peers back in for the sign. Lefty kicks and deals. Called strike at the knees. Just above, in fact, with a fastball, and the count's now even at 2-2. Of course, last time out against Richmond, Povich, 5 frames, didn't allow a run, struck out 10, and now he's got 8 already here through the first 4 frames. 2-2 count to Carter Aldretti. He was one of those strikeout victims. He went down swinging in the second. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Povich drops in another changeup. First strikeout, number 9. Second time he's gotten Aldretti. One down here in the fifth. Povich looks for his third double-digit strikeout start of the season here as Carter Williams comes to bat. One of 2 lefties in the lineup for Richmond tonight. He went down looking in the second. First pitch, swing and a miss. Continues to pound the zone with off speed. A lot of late life to Williams. He swung through it. Now the 0-1 pitch. He's able to check his swing. Watch away, a changeup. Blocked by Susnar out to his left. Now a count even at a ball and a strike. And Povich had the double-digit strikeout game against Richmond. Also had one against Harrisburg then in the month of May. 1-1 pitch. Watches low and outside. A fastball. 2-1. One Eastern League pitcher of the week on both of those occasions. And the way it's shaping up right now, he could be due for another one if he keeps up this efficiency. Next pitch will be number 59 for him as he deals the 2-1 here to Williams. It swung on and popped up. Shallow left center field. Williams jogs in along with Watson. We'll see who takes charge. It's the left fielder, Watson. In a couple more steps, he makes a catch atop his cap. Two down here in the fifth. Two outs, bases empty for Brandon Martirano. Now the first 14 retired in a row by Cade Povich. Martirano went down looking in the second. First pitch as he steps into the right-handed batter's box is a swing and a miss. Curveball down, starts him out at nothing and one. Oh, one on the way. Called strike. Well-located fastball back over the inner third. It froze Martirano. Now it's nothing and two. It's already been history at Prince George's Stadium this season, and Cade Povich has been locked in so far tonight. Now the 0-2. Fastball high, doesn't get a chase. 1-2. Left-hander comes set. 1-2-2 outs, bases empty. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Another stellar off-speed curveball from Cade Povich. 10 strikeouts for the Southpaw through 5 shutout hitless frames. Bowie leads 2-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV.
and anytime on demand at 1430wnav.com.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the fifth from Prince George's Stadium. 2-0 Bay Sox lead in a pitching change for Richmond as Bowie set to send 8-9-1 to the plate here in the frame. The day is done for Ryan Murphy, and it's the right-hander Parker Dungey that will take over for him here in this frame. Anthony Servideo set the lead off for the Bay Sox, 0-1 today with a ground ball out his first time up. He'll dig in to the left-handed batter's box to get things started here in this frame. But a little bit here on Parker Dungey, 6 foot tall, 215-pound, 28-year-old right-hander, was signed by the Giants as a minor league free agent in 2023, originally a seventh-round draft pick of the Giants Bay Area natives, the Oakland A's, in the seventh round of the 2017 draft. He attended college at Wake Forest. Right-hander comes set to deal to the left-handed hitting Servideo. First pitch, low and away. Fastball starts him out at 1-0. On the season for Dungey, 11 innings with Richmond, a 5.73 ERA through 7 appearances. He allowed 8 runs, 7 of which are earned, 4 walks, 14 strikeouts. Next pitch for Servideo, late swing and a miss, and a fastball, outer third, makes a count 1-1. Right now, the story of the game has been a couple of moments offensively for the Bay Sox, and the dominance on the mound as Servideo flares one foul, left side out of play, 1-2. Big first inning home run for Kobe Mayo. Got the scoring started for Bowie. Billy Cook added an RBI single in the bottom of the fourth. And they've been held in check by Cade Povich, who threw 5 frames as, once again, matched a double-A career best with 10 strikeouts for the third time this season. 1-2. Servideo swings and misses for strike 3. Off-speed down. Got him the chase. So Dungey introduced to the game with a strikeout. One down here in the fifth. Final line on Ryan Murphy, 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned on the single by Cook and the homer by Mayo. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Threw 62 pitches, 39 of them for strikes. First pitch to Tim Cusnara gets to the backstop as it skips in for ball 1. Cusnara 0-1 today. Ground ball out to the shortstop his first time up. One 0 pitch. Cusnara swings, fouls it off his leg. Make the count 1-1. Home plate umpire will take some time to deliver a fresh baseball out to Dungey. It'll give Cusnara a little time to shake that one off and the foul ball off his ankle. Still wobbling back and forth outside of the left-handed batter's box, making sure he can have himself grounded all right. He steps back in. And now the 1-1 pitch from Dungey. And Cusnara takes inside calmly and off-speed. The count's 2-1. Top of the order, waits on deck and Cesar Prieto with one out and the bases empty. The Bay Sox leading 2-0. Next pitch skips in. Cusnara lifts his front leg out of the way in the left-handed batter's box and goes up 3-1. Next pitch. He takes eye for ball 4. Second walk from Richmond pitching tonight. It's a one-out free pass to Tim Cusnara, who's walked twice this week. Gotten on base in 2 of his 4 plate appearances. He'll head down with one out to flip over the lineup card for Cesar Prieto. Prieto's 0-2 today as he digs into the left-handed batter's box. A couple of fly ball outs the other way to left field. Both had a decent charge into them. First pitch to him, called strike. Counter third slider starts him out at 0-1. And Prieto has put a little bit of charge into that short porch down the left field line, but it's been flagged down both times by Simon Whiteman. Next pitch, swing in a tip. It looks like it caught the mask of the home plate umpire Tyler Whitty, and also sent catcher Brandon Martirano back as well. And it looks like Elise Kramer is going to come out and tend to the home plate umpire. He caught a pretty good piece of that foul ball from Cesar Prieto. His mask dropped down off his face towards the front edge of home plate, and Martirano had to catch him as he was falling backwards to make sure he was braced all right. He's up right now without very much support from another party, and it looks like he's continuing to be tended to.
You know, if necessary, because it's never easy for an umpire to go through some things like this, and I say it a lot of times that umpiring is a thankless job. A lot of people may give them grief, and I'm on that own train myself at points, but umpiring is a thankless job. But if necessary, the game can continue with two umpires. At the high A and single A levels, they usually only use two umpires, one calling balls and strikes and one directly in the field. And I've seen games at the AA level go to two umpires before, but it's good on Tyler Whitty that he's looking fine to get through this, as they give him a quick concussion test as well to check and make sure that he's okay. But, yeah, that's a scary situation.
Caught it square off the mask, but as Matt said, Tyler Whitty looks to be all right after getting the concussion test from Elise Kramer. They're going to give the pitcher Dunchy a couple warm-up tosses as well. I think also for the home plate umpire to make sure he's all good to go. Well, looks like he'll be set to continue. Certainly a good sign to see. Ethan Gorsak and Austin Snow, the other two members of this three-man crew, will retreat back to their positions. Elise Kramer back into the Bay Sox dugout. And well-deserved applause for Tyler Whitty. As the count stands, 0-2 here to Cesar Prieto. Back in the box with one out and a runner on first. The Bay Sox head 2-0. Next pitch taken low. Change up bounced in. Makes it a ball and two strikes here to Prieto. Now the 1-2. Prieto swings, gets a piece. This time it's off the catcher, Martirano. Didn't see quite where it caught him. He was quick to get to his feet after being stooped over briefly.
Definitely looked like lower half, the way that he was hopping up, trying to keep weight off of one of his legs there.
He's going to take a brief time to jog around the home plate vicinity and make sure he's all right. Again, Tyler Whitty's going to take his time delivering a fresh baseball to Dunchy and make sure he's no worse for the wear. Couple of tough foul balls in this plate appearance. Stays 1-2 here to Prieto, as Martirano looks to have shaken that one off. Now the pitch. Low and outside, two balls and two strikes. Dunchy peers in. Middle infield is pinched back for the Squirrels to try to turn to. The next pitch. Prieto nearly catches him. Runner takes off towards second base as it skips back to the backstop. Upstanding is Susnara. Just a slider that didn't quite break. It just darted inside on Prieto. Had to jump out of the way in the left-handed batter's box. Left his feet, went crashing down in the box. Baseball somehow eluded him as the wild pitch allows Susnara to advance. Everybody's had a couple of close calls in this plate appearance. Payoff on the way here to Prieto. He takes the hanging breaking ball and fouls it off of home plate. This will be the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. That's turned into a lengthy one here in the bottom half of the fifth. Susnara walked with one out. He stands on second base. A 2-0 Bowie lead. Next pitch to Prieto. Is hit hard off the mound. It rockets up into the glove of Luciano, who's playing close to the second base bag at shortstop. A wide throw of the bag, but able to hold on his right foot as Carter Aldretti had to dive parallel to the infield dirt just to pluck that wide throw to the right of the bag, but was able to keep his right toe on. Very unconventional 6-3 putout at a ball that ski-ramped off the pitcher's mound. Well, Luciano's able to get it there and retire Pareto for the second out as Susnara heads the third.
Yeah, it was weird. Dungy was just running over, I guess, to back up if there had been a potential throw to third base, and he was kind of drawing Luciano's eyes because of that. Of course, Luciano did look to third to see if he could get Susnara, but that wasn't the case. And all of that time he had spent looking over to the wrong side had made his throw to first just a little less accurate.
Just a wonky play. It was 107 miles an hour off the bat of Prieto, but that ball, the way it hit the mound, took all the steam out of it and really gave Luciano a play to make. If not, that probably gets past him and has the potential to score Susnara from second base. But as it stands, it's the second out of the inning, a runner 90 feet away for Kobe Mayo, who's already driven in one tonight with his solo home run in the first. Mayo team-leading 30th RBI back in the first frame. And the next pitch is lined into left field. It's down. One hops off the wall. And Mayo will cruise into second base. Scoring on the play easily is Susnara. And a double-A leading 21st two-bagger of the season for Kobe Mayo. RBI number 31. The Bay Sox add on another in the fifth. They lead 3-0. Kobe Mayo stays red hot with the extra base power. Two extra base hits tonight, four in the series, as he plates Susnara and adds on another for Bowie here against the Richmond bullpen. Now a chance for another with run out in scoring position for John Rhodes. First pitch to him, taken low for a ball. It's now a 6-for-13 series for Mayo. We mentioned already, four extra base knocks. Rhodes had another one with a triple to right center. He scored a run in the fourth. Next pitch to him, low and away. Two balls and no strikes. Mayo has continued to clobber Richmond pitching this season as well. He's hitting upwards to 360 against the Squirrels this season. Eight of his 11 hits against Richmond have been for extra bases. That was his sixth double against the Squirrels. Nearly a third of his two-baggers as Rhodes takes low and outside. Now three balls and no strikes. Now all of a sudden a mound visit. Martirano will go out and talk to his right-hander, try to calm him down here to get him out of this frame. Was a couple of quick outs mixed in with a walk to Tim Susnara, and then all of a sudden, the double from Kobe Mayo and falling behind quickly to John Rhodes, getting towards the meat of this Bay Sox lineup. Billy Cook already has an RBI hit in this ballgame. Richmond's trying to keep it within striking distance here, already down 3-0. Brief visits concluded. It's 3-0 here to John Rhodes. Next pitch. And he watches inside corner, called strike. Rhodes thought maybe it was ball four for a moment. It dropped the bat head down towards home plate, but picks it back up right away. Counts 3-1. Next pitch. Rhodes swings through an elevated off-speed and makes the count 3-2. That was a slider that stayed up in the zone. Rhodes just a little out in front as the count now rides full. 27 RBI on the season for Rhodes. Next pitch to him. Outside for ball four. Second walk of the inning for Dungy. Puts two on for the Bay Sox, and a real opportunity here for Billy Cook. As with two outs, Bowie continues to put together the offense as they have throughout this recent two-week stretch. Billy Cook's been right in the middle of a lot of what the Bay Sox have done offensively, particularly in this series, and another opportunity to add on. Already an RBI single in the last frame. Four RBIs in the series for Cook. He's 6-for-11 at the dish against Richmond this week. In the righty box against Dungy, first pitch. And he watches just outside a fastball, starts him out at 1-0.
You know what I really hope is that this is the longest half inning we've seen all day, and it doesn't do much to Cade Povich in the rhythm that he'd set for himself.
Cook swings, reaches, and pokes it foul behind home, slightly off to the right-hand side. Gets back our way towards the press box before falls down. And the count's 1-1. Long layoff for Povich, who, again, because of how much of a high strikeout pitcher he is, and his pitch count continues to run up there, and the Orioles want to watch their high-value arms. Doesn't usually pitch beyond five innings as is. He's at 65 pitches right now as Cook swings and misses, and the count's 1-2. But the Bay Sox haven't had a half inning like this yet tonight. And you're right, it has prompted a long layoff for him. One and two here to Cook. Next pitch. And he watches called strike three. Slider stayed at the knees, and if Rose Cook, second strikeout of the frame for Dunchy. Sides retired. Bowie adds on another on the RBI double from Kobe Mayo. 3-0 Bay Sox as we head to the sixth. Here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Luminous Health provides high-quality, expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Bowie leads 3-0 as we head to the top half of the sixth inning, and it has been quite the night on the mound for Cade Povich. He's faced the minimum through the first five frames, all 15 retired in order, and 10 of them via the strikeout. Enters this frame with 65 pitches, 44 of them for strikes, and he's set to face the bottom third of the lineup. It'll start with Jimmy Goenke into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch is laced towards left field, but it hangs up for Zach Watson. Gentle jog back to the edge of the track. Reaches high over his head and makes the catch. It's a loud sound, Matt.
Probably the hardest hit ball we've seen from a Richmond batter all day. Just hit past triple digits.
But it's one pitch, one away for Povich, which I'm sure he'll take. Entering this frame is trying to get the longevity to be potentially part of some history if you can continue this amount of efficiency as Aiden Cantrell steps in. Switch hitter bats from the right side, 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. First pitch. And he takes a called strike at the knees, 0-1. We've danced around the idea a little bit. I'm just going to come out and say it. No hits for Richmond. No base runners. Povich has been perfect through 6 1/3. And we'll see if he passes the test here. 0-1's outside. So we at least made it one pitch after I brought it up. The count goes to 1-1. Next pitch on the way. Cantrell takes called strike again. Good changeup that bottomed out towards the edge of the zone at the knees, and the count's 1-2. There's been a lot of looking strikes from Cade Povich in this game. That's how good his off-speed stuff has been. 1-2 pitch. Off-speed just nicked foul. Tried to drop in a curveball. Cantrell just got it with the underside of the bat and bounced it over towards the Richmond on-deck circle. Count stays at 1-2. Cantrell's 1-for-8 in the series. He's also reached base three times via a hit-by-pitch. 1-2. Fastball inside. Lifts his arms out of the way in the right-handed batter's box, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. With Bowie leading 3-0, Sun almost completely set. You can still see a light shade of yellow just over the treetops and foul ground down the left field line. Stadium lights on. The 2-2 is knuckled foul right side, just off the top edge of the bat, and the netting behind home. This will be a seven-pitch battle here between Kate Povich and Hayden Cantrell. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball upstairs. Blew it by him. That matches a career high. New double-A high for Kate Povich. 11 strikeouts. Two down here in the sixth. Base is empty now as the nine-hole man Simon Whiteman comes to bat. Povich had only struck out 11 on one other occasion in his career. It was when he was in high A in the Twins organization last July. First pitch, curveball misses upstairs to Whiteman. Counts 1-0. Whiteman flew out to right field his first time up. Slightly up the line, Rhodes is playing him straight up in right field. As the 1-0 comes in, fastball, called strike. Pumped the center of the plate just above the knees. Count goes to 1-1. Next pitch from Povich. Swung on, popped up. Well out of play right side. Rhodes and Bowens on the right side of the field for Bowie. We'll just give it a look as it's well in to the upper level seating on the orange bleacher backs. It crashes down and the count goes to 1-2. Povich set at the chest. Looks in for the sign. Gets it from Susnara. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Career high, 12 strikeouts for Kate Povich. Fastball upstairs. Blazed past the right-handed hitter. He's got 12 punchouts through a perfect six frames at Prince George's Stadium tonight. Buckle up, Kate Povich on the cusp of history. Bowie back to the dish when we come back, leading 3-0 on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand me?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Bottom of the sixth from Prince George's Stadium. Zach Watson set the leadoff against Parker Dungey, the right-hander who continues on the mound. Second inning of relief for Richmond. Watson takes first pitch inside, and the count's 1-0 here to start. Watson's 0-2 on the day as the Bowie Bay Sox lead 3-0 here in the bottom half of the sixth. Next pitch, Watson laces it into left field for a base hit. Line drive splits the difference between the third baseman Cantrell and shortstop Luciano, who both watched it in. And Watson, a base hit for him, hits in three straight. A race runner to lead off the sixth here for Bowie. Cade Povich has been masterful for Bowie. Career high, 12 strikeouts, as Dante Williams now steps up to the plate. Left-handed hitting center fielder has reached in both plate appearances tonight. He's been hit by a pitch and walked. First pitch. Williams watches low, and the count's 1-0 to start here. Watson single, fifth hit for the Bay Sox. They'll check on him over at first. Close play. He's back with a head-first dive. Watson has been active this season, against Richmond. Three of his six stolen bases on the campaign have come against the Flying Squirrels. Already a couple steals tonight for Bowie against Brandon Mortirano. Next pitch, grounded up the first baseline, stays fair, tapped on the bag by Aldretti, throw down to second base in time. Quick swipe tag from Luciano. It goes three unassisted six to nab Watson on that double play hit into by Dante Williams, and there's two outs of the bases empty now with T.T. Bowens coming up to the plate. Nice play by Aldretti to glove on the short hop up the line, have the awareness to step on the first base bag and make a quick throw over. Luciano lightning quick with the tag to nab the speedy Watson. So two down, the base is empty as Bowen steps up 0 for 2 day. First pitch went around on the check swing. Slider up in the zone, and it's nothing and one. Bowen's a swinging strikeout and a fly ball out to right field. A one pitch. And he swings and sends this one towards center field. Mechler going back into the right center alleyway towards the wall. He leaps into the wall, and he is able to make the sensational catch. No, they're saying it's out. Home run for T.T. Bowens. Looked like he might have pulled it down in right center, but it gets over the wall. Fourth home run of the season for Bowens, and it's 4-0 Bay Sox here in the bottom half of the sixth. 376 feet the estimated distance. Just had enough to clear that fence in right center field. There's a lot of hesitation from the umpiring crew. Thought initially they might have raised the fist up for the final out, but it did just creep over the wall. First hit of the series for Bowens leaves the building the other way for the opposite field shot. Now here's Anthony Servideo. Spooey leads 4-0. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Makes a count 1-1 here to Servideo. 0-for-2 day, a ground ball out in the third, and a swinging strikeout in the fifth. 1-1. Watches fastball outside, two balls and one strike. Next offering, lifted high in the air to right field. Williams started back, now comes in, up the line, racing, loses the cap, slides, and it's off his mitt and ricochets into the Bay Sox bullpen. Servideo turns on the Jets. He's around second, heading into third. He's in standing. First career double-A triple for Anthony Servideo. Back-to-back extra base knocks with two outs for Bowie. He's 90 feet away with two down for Tim Susnara.
You know, with how high that one sat in the air, it seemed like it could have been a reasonable play for Williams. I'm not sure if he adjusted his angle a little bit on the path across, but hey, it was a good one for Servideo.
Did linger in the air for quite a long time. Williams was slightly into the right center gap, maybe just a little too much ground to eat up, but Servideo will certainly take it. He stands 90 feet away now for Susnara, who's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored tonight. Very sharp breaking ball there from Dunchy, broken over the outside edge. It starts Susnara out 0-1. Could be a heck of a stint in the Orioles organization so far for Tim Susnara, just based on how it's gone so far. Right-hander Evan Gates getting loose in the Flying Squirrels bullpen. If Dunchy's unable to finish with a frame, next pitch is outside. Another curveball, and it makes it 1-1 here to Susnara. Susnara, of course, caught a no-hitter already this season for the Bay Sox in his Orioles system debut. That was on Friday, the Altoona series, May 19th, as he takes a fastball inside parallel to his belt. It makes the count 2-1. Now he's been part of a perfect first six frames for Cade Povich. 2-1. Low and inside this time. The count's three balls and one strike as a fastball darts inside. Hitters count here to Susnara. 8 RBIs on the season already. 3-1. Is hit hard on the ground, but foul. Right side, watched all the way by the first baseman Aldretti as it kicks into the Bowie bullpen. Count now fills. Bay Sox lead at 4-0. Another run 90 feet away after the two-out triple from Anthony Servideo. Here's the payoff pitch. And Susnara lifts it in the air, left center field. Whiteman going back, now cuts straight over into the alleyway. Camps underneath and makes the catch. Susnara retired to end the frame, but another solo shot for the Bay Sox. A shot from T.T. Bowens. 4-0 Bowie. Matt Sabata set to take the rest of the way. And we come back on Capitol Gold, WNAB.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time,
then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, you know, there are many times where when the Bowie Bay Sox have a day game and the Orioles have a night game, that after the Orioles or after the Bay Sox game, the Orioles game will be on in the clubhouse afterwards, checking in on how the rest of the organization is doing. With the Orioles playing earlier today, taking down Toronto, I'd have to imagine the inverse is true as they fly to Chicago right now. First pitch to Wade Meckler, misses outside, and it's 1-0 to start. As Cade Povich stretches into the seventh inning for the first time in his career, he has faced 18. He is retired 18. 1-0 pitch, and Meckler watches a called strike on a changeup outside. It's 1-1. So as you can imagine, 1-2 and 3 in the Richmond lineup set to bat here in the seventh, with Meckler, Brown, and Luciano combined 4 strikeouts among the three. Here's the 1-1, and it's hit up the middle, and it's past Cesar Prieto's glove into center field for a base hit. The perfect game bit is over, the no-hit bit is over, and just as I was starting to spin that yarn, Wade Meckler breaks up the bid for Cade Povich. He does get a round of applause from fans in attendance that had been catching on to what was brewing, but the Bay Sox still have a big opportunity to pick up a high-quality win today, as Povich has already turned in a quality start. He wants to finish this out and set himself up for what would be his fifth win of the season. First pitch, Vaughn Brown misses too far inside, and it's 1-0 to start now. That was just the first hit for Meckler this week as well. As he stands at first, Povich having to work with a base runner for the first time tonight. The 1-0 lifted in the air, foul, first base side out of play, 1-1. Brown 0-2 with a strikeout looking in the first. He grounded out to second base back in the fourth. But it's still a career high for Povich, 12 strikeouts. If he gets at least one out here in the seventh, it's a career high there in terms of distance. Pickoff throw to first. Little off target, no tag. Good thing, after not allowing a base runner for 6 innings, Povich isn't rusty at all throwing to first base like that. Brown, then Luciano, Aldretti in the hole for Richmond as the 1-1 pitch is a curveball and a beauty, called for strike on the upper outside corner of the zone. 1-2 now. Povich career high 94 pitches, came back in June of 2022 when he was in the Twins system. He can stay well under that too if he gets a quick inning here. As the 1-2 pitch is lifted in the air, left center field, Williams jogging. Hopes he sees it in the light. Looks like he does, and he makes the catch up against the shoulder. I gave a little pause just because of the troubles that both sides had yesterday around this time of the night in lost balls skied into the air. That's the first out here in the seventh inning.
I can see him talking to Zach Watson there, maybe saying, I didn't realize that ball was so close to left field. He went right into Watson's territory to secure that one with a couple of late strides.
Here's Luciano, and a late break from Williams into the opposite field, now right center against the right-handed batter. First pitch, fastball way high, 1-1 now, or 1-0 strikes now with one out. It's the first time that Tim Cisnara really has to put in a lot of effort for a pitch getting well outside of the zone because there's a runner on base. Can't let him advance. As the 1-0 pitch is a fastball nicked into the mid of the catcher down low, and it's one ball and one strike now. Luciano, two strikeouts. Went down looking in the first, went down swinging in the fourth. And after the Bay Sox had not had a pitcher go into the seventh all season, entering yesterday's doubleheader, as the 1-1 is called for strike at the knees, one ball and two strikes, they're doing it in consecutive starts. That's the fun quirk of baseball sometimes. Justin Armbruster firing seven innings in a complete game tough luck loss yesterday, 2-0. And now Cade Povich on track to maybe finish seven. Bowie doesn't even have anyone warming in the pen. As the 1-2, misses high a fastball, two balls and two strikes. Ball in bare hand up against that left thigh. He brings it into the glove at the waist. Lefty sends in the 2-2. And it's swung on and missed for strike three. Lucky number 13 for Cade Povich, extending his career high in the second out of the seventh inning.
You know, we alluded to this in the pregame preview on social media. When Cade Povich is on, he's one of the most dominant pitchers in this league, and he's on tonight. The called strikes are there. The swing and miss with the off-speed is there. He just has such good control of the full arsenal.
Here's Gardner Aldretti, first pitch. Off-speed, misses too far inside. It's 1-0 to start. Two strikeouts for Aldretti. That one looked a little bit close, but hey, Povich has had everything go his way. I guess the umpire wants to make it at least a close game. Bowie leads 4-0 here in the seventh. 1-0 offering, and it's swung on and missed. Changeup, 1-1. Bay Sox franchise record for strikeouts from a single pitcher in an outing came all the way back in 1994. Jimmy Haymes struck out 16 batters at the start of September that season. As the next pitch is lifted foul out of play. Just the second season of existence. That was the first and only Bay Sox perfect game as well. It was only a seven-inning perfect game by Rick Forney against Trenton. And it stays that way after that single to lead off this seventh. 1-2 pitch. Grounded to third. Running in Mayo. Grabs at the chest. Easy transfer and the throw to first is in time. The perfect game and no-hit bid is over, but Cade Povich gives up a leadoff single and retires the next three to send us into the stretch on a spectacular shutout day. Bowie leads 4-0 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another Patient First difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Bottom of the seventh here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox have been getting everything that they could have wanted out of this contest. As Cesar Prieto leads off, Bowie up 4-0. Only one hit allowed by Cade Povich. It looks like he's going to be done for the day for Bowie. As Richmond does make a pitching change themselves, they bring in right-hander Evan Gates. First pitch to Cesar Prieto misses down, and it's 1-0 to start.
But 7 innings of one-hit ball from Povich. He started with 6 perfect before giving up a leadoff single in the 7th and then retiring the next 3. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And it's hit up the middle off of the pitcher's foot into right center field, a base hit. And it's mishandled by Meckler in center. Prieto's going to go to second base. Well, they flash double up on the video board. That's got to be a single and an error. But it's not like the fans are caring that much. He's at second base. For Prieto, he's now got hits in 4 consecutive games and 11 of his last 12. He ate on Meckler, his 2nd this season in center field. And now Kobe Mayo will bat. He's been a big part of the offense for Bowie as well. Solo home run in the 1st inning, a mammoth shot, and then an RBI double back in the 5th. Runner at 2nd, nobody out, as the first pitch comes home, and Mayo watches an off-speed call for strike in the upper outside corner, nothing and one to start. So Cade Povich is almost certainly done on what's going to go down as, I'd imagine, the best start of the season for a Bay Sox pitcher, and it's going to be hard to top, even with over half of the year remaining. 0-1 pitch, Mayo watches down and inside, 1-1. As Nolan Hoffman warms in the mound, sidearm hurler for the Bay Sox. He was a part of the earlier no-hitter for Bowie. It was him, Chase McDermott, and Easton Lucas, who put together 9 hitless innings against Altoona at this ballpark. 1-1 pitch. Mayo watches it miss down and in, bounces off of Martirano. He doesn't see it for quite some time, and Prieto is on to third base. Wild pitch. Runner at 3rd, 2-1, still none out. Never told you the final line on Parker Dunshy. Richmond reliever fired 2 innings, gave up 3 hits and 2 runs. Both were earned. He struck out a pair, walked a pair. It's a lot of 2s. He gave up a home run. It was a solo blast to T.T. Bowens. As the infield plays in now with runner at 3rd. 2-1 offering. Mayo watches off speed, called for strike on the inside edge. It's 2-2. But the new pitcher on the mound for Richmond, Evan Gates, 6-foot, 210-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Roseville, Michigan. Non-drafted free agent signed after the 2021 draft for San Francisco. Fires the 2-2 pitch, and Mayo watches it miss high. Very close take there. Run it full here on Kobe. Got to a full count in the 1st inning and slugged one of the hardest home runs we've seen all season. He's going to take time in this instant. Gates, 17 appearances on the year. He's tied for the 2nd most in the Richmond pen this season, a 4.15 ERA, but a 1-5 record. As the right-hander sets, payoff pitch to Mayo, and he watches down and away for ball 4. How about the eyes for Kobe Mayo? Full count, mammoth home run in the 1st. Full count walk after starting ahead and running it full. Doing what needs to be done as Gates walks his 1st.
I asked him the other day in the interview for the pregame show, how hard is it to remain patient at the plate when you have so much freakish power over the field? And he said, look, man, it's not easy.
I didn't catch it. Did you say freakish power during the interview?
I didn't say freakish power. I was a little less casual than that.
Here's John Rhodes, 1st pitch. And he laces it into right center field, tailing down, a base hit. Prieto comes home to score from 3rd. 5-0 Bay Sox on John Rhodes' RBI single. Mayo to 2nd.
You know, I don't know if you caught that, and I don't think it played a factor because that ball was falling fast, but Meckler had his glove up over his head, almost as if the lights in the twilight hour were playing a factor again.
He could have been doing that, but I also wonder if he was maybe trying to deke Prieto a little bit
to hold him
to third base. Because if it looks like he's going to catch the ball, of course, Prieto's going to stay over at third base. He's not going to come running home. Obviously, didn't matter. The whole thing was a wash anyway. Here's Billy Cook, 1st pitch. Right-hander swings and misses on a breaking ball down. It's nothing and one to start. Gates on the season has 21 2/3 innings under his belt. He struck out 27 batters, walked 13. He has allowed a home run. Right-handers have hit him very hard this year. 2.30 whip. 0-1 pitch. And he watches off speed for called strike on the lower inside edge. Count to nothing at 2. But Bowie up 5-0 now. After they only managed 1 run of offense over the 14 innings of yesterday's doubleheader, they've put all the pieces together in this one. Really, the only thing they're missing is a crooked number.
Every run has been isolated in innings. Here's a double steal. Next pitch is too far inside for ball one. Call it a single steal. John Rhodes had taken a huge secondary lead, but decided not to go for second base. So Mayo steals third. That is his first stolen base of the season and the fourth of the game for the Bay Sox. And since Martirano didn't really transfer the ball well, Rhodes probably would have had second base if he wanted it. Infield will not play in, even though it's runner at third, still none out. Now the 1-2 pitch, and Cook just gets a piece, fouls it off back to the netting, count stays at a ball and two strikes. 1-for-3 day for Cook, RBI single in the fourth. He stole two of the four bases now for Bowie. Back-to-back pitches, he went to second then third, but he got stranded at third base. Infield hoping for a double play ball. As runner takes off, next pitch is called strike three on the outside edge. Rhodes will take second base, but Cook is called out on strikes. Interesting decision, though, to try and hope for a double play ball from Billy Cook. He hits about twice as many fly balls as he does ground balls and has not hit into a double play yet this season. They got one of the outs that they wanted as Gates logs his first punch out, sixth overall for Richmond pitching, and now the infield will play in. With double play off the table, two runners in scoring position, and still only one out. Very peculiar defensive setup for Richmond in this inning. First pitch into Watson, and he watches it miss inside. Martirano nearly lost handle of that one. Just stayed on his glove, more so the webbing of it. 1-0 to start. 1-for-3 day, Watson. He singled to left field, a hot shot in the sixth inning, but immediately got taken out on a double play that Dante Williams hit into. And it's grounded up the third baseline, but foul.
I will say, in terms of strategy for Richmond trying to play for the double play ball, they do have the second most double plays in the Eastern League this season, so they have a very good, reliable middle infield, but also the speed of John Rhodes and Billy Cook, the two guys running, they were always going to be very difficult to double up. You were going to need a hard shot.
Marco Luciano, in 26 games at shortstop, has been a part of 17 double plays. That's crazy. 1-1, and Watson lifts it into deep center field. This should score at least Mayo, and Meckler doesn't see it. It might do some more. Meckler finds it, makes the catch, and he's going to throw to third. As he tries to get John Rhodes, the bounce will be a little bit too late. Sacrifice fly for Zach Watson, and it's a 6-0 Bay Sox lead. RBI number 23 for the Bay Sox outfielder. And I guess that gives a little bit of confirmation to Meckler's motions on John Rhodes' RBI single. Not a deke. He was just looking for the ball. He was trying to keep his eyes shaded from the LED lights to find the ball. So now Dante Williams will bat, a runner at third, but now two outs. Third base will play in. Williams 0-for-1, first pitch. Called strike, upper inside corner. It's nothing and one to start. Williams hit by a pitch in the second. He walked in the fourth. Hit into a double play in the sixth inning. Here's the 0-1 offering, and it's an off-speed called for strike on the outside edge. Run the count quickly to nothing and two here on Dante Williams. Gates last tossed on the 10th against Altoona. ERA of 4.7 over his last six outings. That's four earned in 7 2/3. As the 0-2 comes in, and Williams swings and misses. Three-pitch strikeout to end the inning, but the Bay Sox get three early base runners and score twice, their first multi-run inning of the night. And as we go to the eighth, Bowie leads 6-0 on Capital Gold WNAV.
It's another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It kicks off on the 16th with our DL Hall poster giveaway for the first 750 fans and our Not Cancer Out of the Park night on Saturday. Back-to-back fireworks each night and celebrate your Father's Day on the 18th with a pregame catch on the field. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Well, the Bay Sox make a pitching change after 93 pitches of near perfection from Cade Povich tonight. The left-hander had tossed six perfect frames to start the game, gave up a leadoff single in the seventh, and then retired the next three. Povich in line for the win as the Bay Sox lead 6-0 into the eighth. Nolan Hoffman takes over. Full line on Povich is, as you'd imagine, very, very clean. Hoffman will face Carter Williams, Brandon Martirano, and Jimmy Glowenke. 5, 6, and 7 in the Richmond lineup. First pitch. And the sidearm hurler fires it too far inside to Williams. 1-0 to start. 7 innings for Cade Povich. Second consecutive start for the Bay Sox, in which starter has gone 7 innings. Only one hit. No walks, no runs, of course, as the 1-0 is punched over towards short. Good run in, but it's off Prieto's thumb. Goes into center field. Might have been a tough spin on that one, but it is the third error for Prieto in 18 games at shortstop this season. It allows the leadoff batter to reach safely for Richmond, and now Brandon Martirano will bat. 13 strikeouts for Cade Povich, a career high. It's tied for the most strikeouts by any pitcher in the Eastern League this season, and it is the most strikeouts for a Bay Sox pitcher since 2007. The 1-0 pitch to Martirano, the first pitch rather, misses down and away as it starts 1-0. It bounces by Susnara, and Williams will go to second base on the wild pitch. So 1-0 to start here on Susnara, who's 0-2 with two strikeouts. The last Bay Sox pitcher to strike out 14 batters in an outing, Radames Liz, back in 2007 against Connecticut in August. Here's the 1-0. Outside again, and it gets by Susnara. They're calling that one a passed ball. Williams to third now, as the opportunity of a Bay Sox shutout is suddenly in massive danger. Williams reaches on an E6, advances to third on a wild pitch and passed ball. And as it's 2-0 on Martirano, the Bay Sox leading 6-0 aren't concerned about bringing the infield in, as the 2-0 is ripped up the first baseline into right field, a base hit. Shutout is over, just like that, as Martirano is going to go from first to second. It's picked in right by John Rhodes and sent into the infield. RBI double by Martirano makes it 6-1 Bowie. Unearned run on Hoffman since Williams reached on an error, but definitely a tough start here for Nolan Hoffman. Now Jimmy Glowenke will bat as Richmond picks up their second hit of the night. Hoffman, a 6'4", 190-pound right-hander. First overall selection in the Rule 5 draft in 2021, used to pitch with Seattle's system. First pitch into Jimmy Glowenke, misses down, and it's 1-0 to start. Hoffman has not thrown a strike that hasn't been put into play yet. Six pitches, only two of them in the zone. 1-0 pitch outside, and we continue. Glowenke is the only batter to not strike out yet for Richmond today. He grounded out to third base in the third. He lined out to left field, a well-struck ball to lead off the sixth. 0-2 overall as Bowie leads 6-1. Here's the 2-0, and it swung on and missed down. Two balls and one strike. Nolan Hoffman on the season for Bowie, 12 appearances, an 0-1 record, a 6.08 ERA in 13 and a third innings. He struck out 13, only walked 3, allowed a homer. Left-handers have been a little tougher against him, 2-1, and it's slowly nubbed to the left side. Prieto will charge, scoops it low, and a sidearm toss to first, gets there. Redemption play by Cesar Prieto, that was a tricky one. It goes 6-3, and it holds the runner at second base to boot.
So now Hayden Cantrell will bat. Oh for 2 with 2 strikeouts. Hoffman made one appearance in the Erie series last week and was battered a bit. Two-thirds of an inning, just 12 pitches. But he gave up 3 hits, allowed 2 inherited runners to score as the first pitch here is floated out to left field for a base hit. They're going to hold the runner at third as Martirano advances. Already the second hit in this inning. Third base runner as Cantrell goes swinging on the first offering. One out single, and they stand at the corners now for Simon Whiteman. Yeah, Hoffman allowed 3 hits in that outing against Erie. That was the only loss for the Bay Sox that week. Gave up 2 hits to open it, got a ground out, and then another base hit to close it. There was a play at the plate that ended the inning before any more damage came across. First pitch into Whiteman, and it's an off-speed, called for strike. Susnara doesn't fully hold on to it, but it falls in front of home plate, so no issue. Count to nothing in one. Whiteman 0 for 2. Flew out to right field in the third. Struck out swinging in the sixth. He's hit into 2 double plays this season. Hits it in the air a little bit more often than on the ground, but not a big margin. 0-1 pitch. And it's hit back toward the pitcher. Going to be a tough play for Pareto as it gets past the mound. He gloves, throws to first, but it's late. The run scores anyway. It's an RBI infield single for Simon Whiteman. 2 runs in the frame for Richmond after 7 near-perfect blanks from Cade Povich. Still a 6-2 Bay Sox lead. Third hit for the Squirrels this inning as Whiteman picks up his 18th RBI. Cantrell, of course, to second base. And now back to the top of the lineup for Wade Meckler. Leadoff man has a massive ground ball rate here in his first 10 games at AA. First pitch. And he watches off-speed, called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one to start. That run is earned. Martirano's double would not have been impacted by the Carter Williams error. 0-1 pitch is grounded up the first baseline, but too far foul. Quickly nothing and two here on Meckler, who had the base hit in the seventh inning to break up Povich's perfect game bid. He was two-thirds of the way there. Meckler 1-for-3 overall. He hits it on the ground nearly 3 times as often as he has into the air this season. But only 1 double play. Again, this is only his 10th game. Both runners go. 0-2 pitch is punched over to the shortstop. Pareto charges, gloves at the waist, another sidearm toss. This time gets to first. But the early jump on the double steal took away the opportunity of a potential double play. Cantrell and Whiteman both advance 1 bag to 3rd and 2nd respectively as Meckler is put out 6-3. But my goodness, Cesar Pareto is just being bullied right now on the infield with everything being hit his way. That is the 4th ball hit to Pareto in this inning. First pitch to Vaughn Brown. Slider misses too far outside and it's 1-0 to start. Second and third, 2 away. Bowie still up by 4. At this point, only 4 outs away from closing the game. As the 1-0 is grounded to first. And a couple of hard hops. Eats up T.T. Bowens, but he can recover it off of his gut. Takes it over to first base himself. 3 unassisted to end the inning. 2 runs, 1 unearned score for Richmond as the shutout bid is over. We do go to the bottom of the 8th with Bowie up 6-2. Back after this on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Rams Head on Stage. Live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Bottom of the eighth, you're at Prince George's Stadium. Don't forget about a fun weekend on tap. Friday, Washington Capitals night at the ballpark. Caps alumni in attendance, as well as some interactive inflatables and games from the Caps. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. First pitch here to T.T. Bowens is swung on and missed high. It's nothing and one to start. Bay Sox up 6-2 and taking a perfect game into the seventh inning. But that's the trickiness of baseball sometimes, as game can turn at any moment. A couple of runs for the Squirrels in the eighth against the Bowie reliever, and now they're a crooked number away from this one. Bowie would really much like to make sure it stays at arm's distance. 0-1 pitch misses down to Bowens, and it's one ball and one strike. And to make extra sure that they're going to have a good chance at wrapping this one up, the Bay Sox have Wandas and Charles warming in their bullpen. It's not a save situation for Charles, but they'd still like him to get some good work and close out another big game. As the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed down, it's one ball and two strikes on Bowens, who's 1-for-3. It is fourth home run of the season to right center field back in the sixth inning. After him, Anthony Servideo and Tim Susnaro will bat. Well, it's gotten dark here at Prince George's Stadium. Lights on. Dark blue skies above. As gates come set, right-hander brings home the 1-2, and Bowens lines it to left field, a base hit. Quick charge in for Simon Whiteman to hold it to just a single, but Bowens picks up his fifth multi-hit game with the Bay Sox this season. Lead-off single here, and now Anthony Servideo will bat.
It's good to see Bowens get right. He's had a couple of games where the timing's just been off, but he's really found it in those last two swings, specifically taking the ball the other way.
And now Servideo had a triple earlier today. One for three overall. And a quick disengagement from Gates. First of two. As the right-hander sets, third base side of the rubber out of the stretch, sends in the first, and Servideo watches it called for strike at the knees. Count starts out at nothing and one. Gutsiness from the Bay Sox today with all of the steals that they have been racking up the last few days. They've got five stolen bases in this game. Kobe Mayo and John Rhodes each have a steal. Billy Cook has two. Dante Williams has one. Next pitch, swung on and missed down. It's no balls and two strikes now. For Bowie, that's already their most stolen bases in a single game this season. And it's the second time in less than a week that they've stolen at least four bases in a game. Here's the 0-2. And it's grounded to first. Low hop, picked by Aldretti. They'll go to second for one. Luciano, the turn back to first base, and they get Servideo on the tail end. A 3-6-3 double play as it gets back to Aldretti. That is the second time today that the Bay Sox have hit into a double play starting at first base, and those are very hard to turn. Now Tim Susnaro will bat. Oh for 2 day for Tim. He walked and scored in the fifth inning. First pitch, and he watches it miss low. Count starts out at 1-0. Let me tell you, Tim Susnaro must have ESP or something, the way he communicates with some Bowie pitchers. As the 1-0 pitch is lined to second and grabbed on one hop by Jimmy Glowenke. He'll take an underhanded toss over to first base and retire Susnaro. So a scoreless eighth for Bowie. They got a leadoff single, but nothing of it. We go to the top of the ninth as the Bay Sox try to close out a win. Back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Always, it's a pleasure to have you join us for a little bit of A Sox baseball. Glad you can make time out of your day to stop by the ballpark here in Bowie. As the Bay Sox are looking to cap off a win, hopefully even up this seven-game series with Richmond at two apiece as they lead 6-2 into the ninth. Wanderson Charles takes over for Bowie. Not a save situation, but the right-hander looks to continue off of his impressive save on Tuesday. As Bowie leads by four, he'll face 3, 4, and 5 in the Richmond lineup. Marco Luciano will lead off, then Carter Aldretti and Carter Williams after that. So Luciano's 0-for-3, first pitch into the right-hander, and it misses up and in. Did that get the umpire again? He's down to a squat. Tim Susnara is checking him, and Elise Kramer is going to come out and attend to Tyler Woody once more. She's been very dutiful on seeing how he's holding up after taking a previous pitch off of his mask earlier in this game. She's basically come out and talked with the umpiring crew every inning break. And it looks like that one didn't cause much of an issue when he had ducked out of the way enough of it, but still a tough start on a 96-mile-an-hour Wanderson Charles fastball. Count starts out at 1-0. So Nolan Hoffman also done for the day. One inning of relief for him. Three hits, two runs, one earned run. No strikeouts, no walks. Again, Cade Povich was the flavor of the day. Seven near-perfect innings. Only one base hit. Only one base runner. 1-0 pitch. And Luciano skies it foul out of play right side. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. A career-high 13 strikeouts for Povich, the most by a Bay Sox pitcher since 2007. As the 1-1 is grounded to third, but just a little bit foul up the line. Only other pitcher to strike out 13 in an outing this season was Akron's Joey Cantillo. He did that in just five innings against Portland back in May. 1-2. And he got him. Called strike three on the lower outside edge. That's the devastating part about Wanderson Charles. He'll blow by you with 96, 97, 98 sometimes, and then get you with a devastatingly down breaking ball that clocks in about 10 miles an hour slower. Luciano strikes out for the fourth time today. That's the 14th strikeout for Bay Sox pitching. First pitch into Carter Aldretti is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one. As Bowie leads 6-2 here in the ninth. Wanderson Charles, 6'4", 250-pound right-hander from Boni in the Dominican Republic. Minor league free agent signed this past winter, originally in the Oakland organization. The 0-1 pitch is too far outside. Count goes to a ball and a strike. We've not said this a lot, but hey, Charles made the right decision getting out of the Oakland organization and getting here into the Orioles organization. Well, not to cast too much shade, but from the way things have been looking there with Oakland, it's a shame for those fans. As the 1-1 is up and in, nearly grabs Aldretti's shoulder. Two balls and one strike. On the season, Charles has 12 appearances, a 2-1 record, a 2.51 ERA, and 14 and a third innings. He pitched on Tuesday, and it was a rare performance for him. Four strikeouts in a scoreless ninth inning to earn the save. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball dives down, and it's two balls and two strikes. It was only the second time I've ever seen a four-strikeout inning after a passed ball on the first batter, hit another batter, and then struck out the next three. Now the 2-2. Inside, and Aldretti goes down to a knee, getting out of the way of it. It's another breaking pitch, though, from Charles. It looks like he's been using a lot more of the breaking stuff right now as it runs the count full here on Aldretti, who's hitting only 192 on a full count this season. 0-3 overall. Four hits for the Squirrels, 10 for the Bay Sox. As the payoff pitch comes in, and it's lifted high and deep to the right field corner, but this one's slicing. It'll get out of play, touchdown past the berm, roll away from the lighthouse. Count stays full. One error for each side in this game. Wade Meckler in center had an error. Cesar Pareto at short had an error in the eighth inning. It's just fortunate for Pareto that that happened after the perfect game had been lost. As the 3-2 is called strike three. 98-mile-an-hour fastball right down the pipe. Back-to-back punch-outs for Wandas and Charles. Two away here in the ninth. Yeah, it's a massive load-off that that error came after the perfect game was lost. There was Clayton Kershaw's no-hitter. The only base runner was on an error. Gotta wonder how that kind of feeling stings. Here's Carter Williams. First pitch, left-hander, swings and misses. Breaking ball down, it's nothing and one. Two sides will meet again tomorrow with Garrett Stallings getting the start for Bowie. 7:05 first pitch. Ahead of a fun weekend here at Prince George's Stadium. Fireworks to be had as the 0-1 is checked on down. Appeal to the base umpire says he held up on the off-speed from Charles. Count goes even at a ball and a strike now. 0-3 day for Williams. He scored Richmond's first run after reaching on that error by Prieto. Went to second on wild pitch, then to third on a passed ball. Scored on Brandon Martirano's RBI double. Martirano on deck as the 1-1 is swung on and missed outside. Nothing in two. Now the Bay Sox, one strike away from closing this one out. Announced crowd of 1963. I think who was president then? Nixon? Sounds out right to their feet. Even one strike away from a win, I'm cracking a dumb joke. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and just a piece. Rolls off the batter and back to the mound. We'll do it once more. I got to look it up now. Is either him or... No, was it Kennedy? It was Kennedy. How could I not... How did I not know Kennedy? I should have known Kennedy. Because didn't he die in 63?
This is some deep research down to the last strike of the game.
He did die in 63. The American school system has failed us, Andre. That's exactly what's happening here. It never solved my attention deficit disorder, and it doesn't let me remember when John F. Kennedy was president. Those are the two key issues of this ballgame. As we get ready for another 1-2, here it comes from Charles. Swing and a miss for strike three. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again as Cade Povich shines in a near-perfect performance. Nolan Hoffman and Wandas and Charles finish it off, and Bowie takes down Richmond 6-2. Andre has Bay Sox postgame coming up next on Capital Gold WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
A very fun night at the ballpark at Prince George's Stadium as the Bowie Bay Sox back in the win column in a huge way. They take down the Richmond Flying Squirrels 6-2 behind a stellar, and you can't use that term lightly, a stellar outing from Cade Povich. 7 innings of just one hit baseball. He took a perfect game into the 7th, pitched his deepest into an outing all season, and a career high 13 strikeouts. He was masterful straight out of the gate as Bowie was able to take this one by a 6-2 final. We're here with you on Bay Sox postgame to go over the highs of this game and talk about the rest of the Eastern League, the rest of the Orioles system, and get you set for the remainder of this series and what should be an exciting weekend here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox pull back even in the series tonight with their win. But let's get right into it because Povich certainly got right into it right out of the gate with a 6:39 start time. Povich struck out the first three batters he faced in a 1-2-3 first inning on just 16 pitches, 11 strikes. Two of the Ks were looking, and that set the tone for the Bay Sox, who came to the plate then in the bottom half of the first, and Cesar Prieto would hit a deep fly out towards left field before Kobe Mayo came up. And Mayo has been locked in at the dish, to say the least. Now a 29-game on base streak. He's the third Bay Sox player this season to have such a streak, but boy, he came up with a full count in the first inning and hit the ball a long way. One of the most impressive hits you'll see in any Eastern League game this season to get the scoring started.
Payoff pitch. And he cranks it deep out to left field. Whiteman looks up. This one's gone. Kobe Mayo says goodbye. Clears the scoreboard. And the Bay Sox lead 1-0 in the first.
Mayo hit that ball 110 miles an hour off the bat, a no-doubter that went into the wooded areas beyond the river, beyond the scoreboard, out in left field here at the confines of Prince George's Stadium. It was a stellar, majestic blast, and that combined with Povich's dominance is really what set the tone tonight for Bowie. Povich struck out the first two innings worth of batters, the first six in order, in this one, and sat four of them down looking. He would continue his dominance into the middle innings, where he would exit the game in the fifth, or at least step off the mound in the fifth, matching his career high at the double-A level with 10 strikeouts after striking out Brandon Martirano to end that fifth inning. And that's when you really felt something special was happening for Povich, who had still faced the minimum through that frame. The Bay Sox, meanwhile, kept chipping away against right-handed starter Ryan Murphy, who had been allowing hard contact throughout the course of the season, and was no stranger to hard contact tonight. A one-out triple from John Rhodes in the fourth put him at third, 90 feet away, for Billy Cook, who has been an RBI machine in this series, as he would be able to add on to Bowie's lead. 3-2 pitch. Cook hits it on the ground, past the dive of the third baseman Cantrell into left field for a base hit. John Rhodes will just jog home on an RBI single from Billy Cook, who continues to have a sensational week at the dish. 9th straight game with a hit for him. RBI number 27. It's 2-0 Bay Sox. That would be it for Bowie in the 4th inning, but they would continue to add on. One out walk to Tim Susnara would get into scoring position on a wild pitch, and then with 2 outs in the frame, Kobe Mayo came up. And if Kobe Mayo's not hitting home runs, he's usually hitting doubles. Leads the double A with 21 of those after his two-bagger brought home another run for the Bay Sox in the fifth. Mayo team leading 30th RBI back in the first frame. And the next pitch is lined into left field. It's down. One hops off the wall. And Mayo will cruise into second base. Scoring on the play easily is Seuss Nara. And a double A leading 21st two-bagger of the season for Kobe Mayo. RBI number 31. The Bay Sox add on another in the fifth. They lead 3-0. Bowie would continue to add on runs. Tiki Bowens, a solo home run in the sixth, made it 4-0. And Povich kept doing his thing on the mound. Would get his career high in strikeouts with his 11th in the sixth, matching his career high from the Twins organization back in the high A ranks last July. And then pick up strikeout number 12 to set that career high mark, ending the sixth inning. And Povich still perfect through six. That's when you felt like it could have been history here at Prince George's Stadium. Already a no-hitter last month for the Bay Sox, and you felt like Povich might have been up to something truly special. Unfortunately, was not quite meant to be. Third time through the lineup, first batter that saw him, Wade Mechler, the leadoff hitter, was able to guide a single back up the middle, past the dive of the shortstop, Cesar Prieto, and that would end the perfect game in the no-hitter, all in one foul swoop for Cade Povich. But Povich still continued on and was able to finish that seventh inning and strike out a 13th batter in the process, facing just one over the minimum on the night, striking out the career high 13 and throwing 93 pitches, second highest total for him this season through his seven stellar frames. Nolan Hoffman would come in the back end and allow a couple of runs. One of them was unearned on an error in the eighth for the Bay Sox. And that got Richmond on the board to make it 6-2 as Bowie would tack on a couple of more runs against that Richmond bullpen and Parker Dungey. Two runs in the seventh as Cesar Prieto would come home to score an RBI single from John Rhodes and then a sacrifice fly from Zach Watson added on the sixth run for Bowie. But from there, Watson Charles came in and business as usual, 1-2-3, bottom of the ninth inning, or top of the ninth, I should say, that allowed Bowie to cruise to the victory. So your final lines in this one is the Bay Sox get back in the win column for Bowie. 6 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. For Richmond, 2 runs on 4 hits with 1 error. The win goes to Cade Povich, moves him to 5-5 on the season. The loss to Ryan Murphy, he drops to 1-3. In a game in front of a paid attendance of 1,963 here tonight at Prince George's Stadium. We're going to step aside on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, we'll take a look around the rest of what was a very busy night of action in the Eastern League. And a very fun day altogether in the Orioles system. There was a lot of early action throughout most of the affiliates and a couple of key stat lines you're not going to want to miss. We'll also preview the rest of the weekend here between Bowie and Richmond when we come back for a Bay Sox postgame on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capitol Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Back here on Bay Sox postgame, a very exciting night at Prince George's Stadium. Sees Bowie take it 6-2 to get back in the win column against the Richmond Flying Squirrels and even up this seven-game series at 2 apiece. Let's take a look around the rest of the Eastern League. As mentioned, it was a very busy night with two doubleheaders going on in the league. Rest of the final scores as it stands right now, Harrisburg, a big home win against Erie, snapping the Seawolves' three-game winning streak by a 4-2 final for the Senators, who scored two runs to take the lead in the bottom half of the eighth. We're able to hang on for the win in that one. That's big right now. Unfortunately, Altoona doesn't look like it's been able to take advantage so far. In the bottom of the eighth in Somerset, the Curve trail the Patriots by 6-3 score line, and Somerset looks to be threatening for more with two on and two out there. So Somerset scoring all six of their runs in the last two frames as well. They scored four of them here in the bottom half of the eighth to take that 6-3 lead. That's got to sting for Altoona if they're unable to rally in that one. But some other final scores as it stands right now. First of a doubleheader between New Hampshire and Akron went the way of the Fisher Cats. They're hosting the Rubber Ducks, a 9-7 win in game one of that twin bill. And Binghamton in game one of their doubleheader with Portland, the Rumble Ponies take down the Sea Dogs 7-3. That means if all these current results hold, Somerset will be atop the Northeast Division as well after Portland has seemingly held on to that spot pretty much the entirety of the first half. It's not getting much better for the Sea Dogs, who trail 3-1 to the Rumble Ponies right now in the top half of the fifth in the second end of their doubleheader. Remember, just seven innings there. So just a couple more ups for the Sea Dogs to try to eat into that deficit. Top of the fourth in the back end of the other doubleheader, New Hampshire trailing 3-1 to Akron in that one. Reading a 7-2 lead over Hartford in the top half of the eighth and the only other action going on in the league right now. Around the rest of the Orioles system, the story of the day, much like here at Prince George's Stadium, was the pitching. We're going to take you through it. The Orioles had afternoon action at Camden Yards, finishing up their series with the Toronto Blue Jays. Baltimore was able to clinch the series win with a 4-2 victory behind a solid performance on the mound from Tyler Wells. 6 2/3, two-run baseball. He only surrendered five hits in that one. At the AAA ranks, it was a big win for Norfolk, who was able to get back in the win column against Worcester. A 3-2 win and an inspiring performance for Grayson Rodriguez in his second stint in AAA this season. Rodriguez went six frames, allowed two earned runs, but only on two hits. He walked two and struck out 11. That tied a AAA career high for him from May of last season. 96 pitches, 65 strikes. So you have the stellar outing from Cade Povich, and Grayson Rodriguez is also finding some of his best stuff back down at AAA here as well in the Baltimore system. That's got to be exciting to see. Right now in the bottom of the ninth, Aberdeen's trying to walk off Brooklyn at home. They have one out and nobody on. We'll see if the Ironbirds can rally to get back in the win column. Dylan Beavers, top 10 Orioles prospect, after homering in back-to-back games for Aberdeen, he robbed a home run that made its way around the MILB social media channels tonight. A stellar grab from Beavers, and now Aberdeen trying to walk it off for his efforts in that one. Only game where there really wasn't strong pitching throughout the A-ball ranks for the Orioles system today was Delmarva, as they fell 7-4 to Salem on the road here tonight. But once again, the final in the AA ranks, the Bowie Bay Sox back in the win column, a 6-2 triumph over the Richmond Flying Squirrels that evens up this seven-game set at two games apiece. Next action between these two sides will be tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch for the Friday start time. Right-hander Garrett Stallings gets the ball for Bowie. 3-2 with a 4.15 ERA. Stallings has pitched some of his best baseball of the season as of late. He'll look to continue that in a starting role as he's opposed by right-hander Carson Seymour. 0-1 on the season, but Seymour still pitching to a very pitcher-friendly 3.35 ERA as he looks for his first win of the season. Again, note the later start time, 7:05 p.m., which means the DCA Imaging Systems pregame at 6:45, before we bring you all the action from Prince George's Stadium. But for now, signing off as Bowie takes it 6-2 tonight over the Richmond Flying Squirrels. For Matt Sabatis, I'm Andre Magaro, signing off once again from the ballpark. We thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV, has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capitol Gold WNAV Annapolis.